The views expressed on the previous
program. We got a bulletin for you. Josh Cordes is a moron.
And do not reflect bulletin. Those of the PC broadcast group.
Idiot. Slacker. Goofball.
The biggest name.
Hendricks.
The best talent. You're listening to Sports Radio 560
nice
WQAM.
Going, he's in Tampa screwing around.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
560 WQAM presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil, dial 567.
No George today. Flea is back again. No George. He's pretending to be sick again.
Call toll free 877-785-NEIL or pound 560 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless
phone. Lots of slackers this week.
The opinions expressed by Neil, his guests, or his callers do not represent those of WQAM management, staff, or sponsors.
No.
Now, The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM.
Have you made your decision for Christ?
Once there was a senator who was caught indulging a habit.
You fairy!
Who got wrong, not much different like a typical neocon faggot.
Heads up to Larry, we all thank you for giving writers something funny to do. For guys who make you go aye, aye, oh. Larry Craig, thank you for tapping your shoe. New stories last a few days, but you refuse to go away. Republicans are primarily gay. Hands off to Larry, with cheap.
I never have been gay. Gay, gay, gay. I never have been gay.
Heads off to Larry. He wants to stay. But his own party wants him to go away. The religious right wants him to say,
bye, 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 bye.
Larry Craig will spread his legs for you.
Rectum.
He wants a man to screw.
You fairy.
And any guy will do.
All right.
10:02 at 560 WQAM. Happy Thursday to you. No George. He's out sick again today.
Yep.
This reminds me of the Wally Piff and Lou Gehrig. Loan Me Your Glove. Reminds me of that.
Okay.
Wasn't that his name, Wally Piff?
I think so.
There was Barney Piff, was on WCFL in Chicago a long time ago. DJ. Kind of like from the Joey Reynolds School of Humor. But nevertheless, so Josh Cordes is an idiot. Mm-hmm. I think Brandon was right about that a long time ago. Oh, there he goes with Brandon again. Brandon this and Brandon that, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's right. Cordes is just a slacker, that's all. He's just a party guy. He doesn't want to grow up. So he's over there in Tampa with a whole entourage, screwing around. And there's no stories on our website today. I sent him 22. I counted them on the outbox. 22. And how many of them got up there?
Oh!
None.
Oh.
Zero. Nice going, Cordes. Over in Tampa. Perfect place for him, I think. Well, what is it about that place? I mean, you work there. What is it that makes it what it is?
Well, you've got the water. You've got friendly people.
Oh, you've got the water?
Nice weather.
Oh, get out of here. Well, what's with all... Because when I worked in Sarasota, the one thing we discovered is that, like, on the east coast of Florida, the people from the east coast of the U.S., Boston, New York, Philly, they moved to the east coast of Florida.
Right.
People from the Midwest, more of them, moved to the west coast of Florida.
True.
Come right down 75, like Chicago. Now, Chicago isn't a bunch of rednecks and orange-haired geeks. Chicago's a real cosmopolitan, great city with living and breathing people, beautiful people. It's a great city with great food and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So where'd all them rednecks come from?
They were born there.
They were born there?
Yeah, that's my excuse. I was born in Tampa.
Oh, God. Temple Terrace, Lutz, Clearwater.
Lutz.
Lutz.
Clearwater's nice.
It is?
Yeah, nice beaches.
Yeah. St. Petersburg. St. Pete, where the average, it makes St. Augustine look like a bunch of teenagers. That's how old they are in St. Pete.
It's actually ancient. Changed a lot, though.
Oh, I'll bet.
It's like downtown has blown up. They put restaurants and bars and stuff. It's actually gotten a lot better, but it used to
I'll
be.
I'll take your word for it.
It used to be a graveyard.
I mean, Tampa, it's one of the most bizarre things. The people have orange and purple hair. They're like cartoon characters. They're like inbred. They're like the product of centuries of inbreeding. Driving up and down Dale Mabry in Tampa, that's a real treat. And looking at the people to your left and to your right and in front of you and you're behind, and you look around and you think, oh, my God, I must be in the hills of Tennessee somewhere.
Well, Dale Mabry's pretty bad.
Well, what does that mean? It's one of the main streets in the city. What do you mean it's pretty bad?
But it's an ugly street. It's like 441 here.
Yeah.
It's ugly. But there's nice parts
of here. I'm not talking about this, what the street looks like. I'm talking about the people.
Oh,
the people.
Okay.
And strangely enough, Tampa's got so many great restaurants. That's what I don't understand. It's just, and even the fast food joints, Crystal and Steak and Shake, they had long before we ever had that. Just something really strange. They also have a Perkins Pancake House on Dale Mabry, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I do.
It's right by Crystal. There's also a very well-known Crystal right there. And used to be Shakey's up the street, too, Shakey's Pizza.
Shakey's was awesome.
Oh, you actually know Shakey's. Shakey's was fantastic. It was a little bit too good, I guess. Now I see that Pizza Hut is peddling pasta. Have you seen those spots?
Yeah, those commercials drive me crazy.
Oh, my God. And they're allegedly talking to people in Italy. And they're, the chef took the night off, and they're having the food delivered from Pizza Hut. I mean, the concept, it's not bad enough. We got Mickey D's in Rome, but the concept of Pizza Hut in Italy is just... I'm sorry. Having been to Italy about a zillion times and just loving the food there, it makes me, it's so freaking American, you know. One thing about Americans, when they travel, most of them are really, really stupid and embarrassing. Oh, I'll have the spaghetti and meatballs. I'll have the pizza with Pappy Rooney. Yeah, sure you will. But nevertheless, don't start on a negative note just because Josh Cordes screwed up the website. He just, what is his story? Is he just not interested in work? Is that the deal?
Pretty much.
He's just a party guy. Let me look on there and see if anything's happening with that, because I also sent Eric an email saying, no, nothing's happening on there.
No.
There's nothing posted. There is nothing. What's the point? What is the point? Are we just going through the motions here? Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah, welcome to QAM, where we're just going through the motions.
Yes.
We put the motion in your casket.
Yes.
God. And the problem is that there's nobody in charge who's going to say to him, hey, you know what? Screw you. I mean... I just don't get it. He goes to fat Chris Whalen, to Tubby, and turns the stories over to him, but that's not going to start until March, and they're making all these backdoor deals behind my back, which I don't even know who the hell they're... I'm not sending any check to Cordes again, ever.
Why March?
Why?
Yeah.
Why don't chickens pee? You're asking me why March? Because they decided... I have no idea.
Chickens don't pee?
No, chickens do not pee.
Wow.
They do it all. They do one and two all together.
That's nice. That's convenient.
Up in, it is. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do that? Let me say it again. If you believe there's a God, just stop and think about acing and deucing, especially deucing. And you think there's a God, that aroma. You walk into a public restroom and you say, oh, my God, it smells like crap in here. What do you expect it to smell like? Anyway, let's take a look at yesterday's poll. Get off the Josh Cordes thing, because he's sleeping. You're right. He's over there in Tampa. They were partying it up last night. They were at Mom's Weenus and all those other joints, waxing their knobs. And now he's sleeping. Well, and you're sending him text messages and still got no response, I'm sure, right?
Nothing.
Yeah. There is nothing, I won't say nothing, but there are a few things more annoying to me than sending text messages and not getting a reply. Really annoying. Paco. But nevertheless, some people, you know, party all night and sleep all day. And so when they get around to it, then maybe they'll respond. And maybe not. Okay, we had an interim poll up there. Who is the strangest looking person? I didn't like the poll. 552 votes. I think that was a Sean. And Sean from Hollywood. And I think that there's some dead people on here, too. Obviously there are, because Tammy Faye won. And she's still dead. I bet these dead people don't look too good now. They look pretty strange. Strangest looking person, Tammy Faye Baker, 75, Marilyn Manson, 67, James Carville, 56, bald-headed geek, Steve Buscemi, 47. Phil Spector, 46.
Dead?
No.
Oh, Ronnie Spector's dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vincent Chiavelli, most famous as the Subway Ghost, 43. I still don't know who that is. Vern Troyer, 30. Vern Troyer.
About 30, man.
Gilbert, 29. He got my vote. Howard Sperm, 23. Kim Jong-il, 20. Edgar Winter, 20. Mick Jagger, 11. Dr. Joshua Perper, 10. And by the way, do you like Dr. Pepper?
Yes, I do.
Well, thank God. George is out, I think.
He's crazy.
George was giving me crap about that the other day, Monday. That's why the Lord smote him and made him sick as a dog. Doesn't like Dr. Pepper. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper right now, as a matter of fact, just like I'm going on strike, just as a protest to George.
It's actually my favorite of the sodas.
It is?
Yep.
How about RC Cola?
Do they make that anymore?
I don't know, but certainly having lived in Tampa, you must have had RC. It's for rednecks.
Tons of it.
RC Cola and BC Powder.
I was going to say BC Powder. That's definitely a redneck thing. I used to take that all the time.
Linda Hunt, 9. High-pitched Eric, 9. I don't know who that is. Abe Vigoda, 9. Andy Warhol, 8. Truman Capote, 7. Joey Ramon, 7. Boris Karloff, 5. Luis Guzman, 5. Daryl Strawberry, 4. David Bowie, 4. Tom Petty, 4. Steve O, 3. Patti Smith, 1. And Betty Davis didn't get any. The strangest looking person. How come Tiny Tim wasn't on this list if we have dead people? Huh?
Yeah, he's
How about
strange.
It, Sean from Hollywood? Where was Tiny Tim on this list? Talk about strange, weird, bizarre, dead. Here's the current poll. Who should be the host on 560 WQM from 2 to 4 p.m.? George Rodriguez, 26. Suds Coleman, 20. Captain Curtis, Curtis Stevenson, 12. Flea's got 9. You're in the running, although trailing.
Yeah.
Mo Howard David at 9. We already tried that. Big O, 6. He's in there. In fact, he'll be in there today from the Super Bowl 2 to 4. Mad Dog at the Super Bowl 4 to 7. Hurricane Hotline 7 to 9. Dolphin Night 9 to 10. DA Show 10 to midnight with its fantastic cheer. Steve Geldy Geldstein, we tried that too, 5. Adam Cooperstein, 3. And Jesse Agler's only got 3. Now, I don't understand that because Jesse is an excellent broadcaster.
Yep.
Oh, Anita Marks. Please add Anita Marks to the poll. Signed, Anita Marks. Screw you, Anita. Get lost. Take a hike. We don't want any part of you. We've smelled your kind before, honey. Wynn says, the streaming seems to be down. I need I tried both your sites and QMs. I never had a problem in the past. Well, guess what? Nobody else says the streaming is down. Let me take a look. No, it's up. The green lights are on. Wynn, you got a real problem, baby. You've got technical issues. The streaming is down. No, it's not. Well, what is with these people, anyway? That poll we had about nightmares the other day, I think I'm going to start having that nightmare. Just in my sleep, I'm going to be hearing somebody is in the corner of the room going, like that. Somebody's in the broom closet going, only I don't have a broom closet. I have closets. Oh, I got Soros. What are we going to do about those stories and about Josh Cordes and about, do we know where he's staying?
He's staying with some friends in Tampa.
Oh, well, that's all the more reason. They're probably just stoned off their ass, lying on the floor, passed out, till at least 3, 4 this afternoon. And so we have no stories on the website. This is the kind of dependability and reliability we have from a jackass like him. He's a moron. Where's my check? Where's my check? Screw you, Cordes, you idiot. 10:13 at QAM.
I want to bang you in the butt, honey.
Welcome to Hardball on MSNBC. I'm Chris Matthews. I gotta be honest with you. I feel like a little fluffy white kitten who's just been given a warm bowl of milk. I feel like a completely different person since we have our new president, Barack Obama. It's just like on that show Ghost Whisperer with Jennifer Love Hewitt, who plays psychic medium Melinda Gordon. When she looks at Sam, she sees a dead husband Jim's face, because when he died, he jumped into Sam's body. I draw the parallel because when people look at me, they see me, Chris Matthews from Hardball on MSNBC. But when I look in the mirror, I see a little girl in a pink romper, my hair in pigtails, licking a lollipop with like a 2-foot circumference. I feel like Rose from 2 1/2 Men, you know, Charlie Stalker girlfriend. I'm totally in love with a man who doesn't know I'm alive, but it matters not. people say to me, hey, Chris, what about the fact that the Dow plunged to its lowest level in Inauguration Day history? So what? People say to me, hey, Chris, how can we possibly create 4 million new jobs under the Obama administration? I say he can. He's a candy man. He can take a rainbow, wrap it in his side, soak it in the sun, and make it gravy lemon pie. I feel like a cherry Pop-Tart that's been baked golden brown to perfection in the toaster oven, and it's just sitting on the counter waiting to be consumed. I feel like Angelina Jolie's underpants. It's a new day. Same old crappy economy, wars, horrible real estate market, endless despair and divisiveness. But now we have a president who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow, and collect a ball of cream. Obama can. Obama can. He's a candy man. I'm Chris Matthews playing hardball on MSNBC.
Who can take a sunrise?
And then sprinkle it with dew. Obama can. He covers it in chocolate and a miracle or two. You know why? He's a candy man. Yes, he can. The candy man can.
It's 10:18 at 560 WQM. There's another guy who's talking about Mazel. Wow. Oh, you don't like anybody, Neil. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's right. I hate everybody. I hate the whole universe. We like Flea, though. He's just fine on our show. In fact, George may never come back. Isn't that what you have up your sleeve?
I just wanted free food, so.
You have the icy sleeve. Oh, that's right. We got E. Corsini coming in today with free food. And, of course, they're on our two-for-one Neil deal. Or 50% off deal at the noon. I think Cordes ought to get his ass fired. What is it that he does?
He is the web guy.
The web guy, my ass. That is the worst frickin' website I've ever seen in my life. I mean, ours could use some work, too, but that one is just caca. The QAM website. Oh, and speaking of that, when are we going to like do some promotion on this Pick the Ponies thing? It's coming up tomorrow on the show with Gulfstream.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
And you can go to WQM.com, and in the somewhere on the right-hand side, you'll find, I don't know where it is, Pick the Ponies. And you click on there and you enter, and if Cordes picks your name, well, how is he going to pick a name when he's not even here this week?
I think he can do it from there.
Oh, come on. He can do nothing. He's passed out, plastered, stoned. He's probably semi-comatose, laying on the floor in the corner of a room somewhere.
Yes.
And he's going to be involved. He won't even put the stories up, and he's going to be involved in our Pick the Pony. He can't even pick his nose at this point. Maybe, if he's lucky, he can pick his
rectum
ass. Or his buddy's ass, whatever he's doing over there. Oh, it's party time, party time. There are some people in this world, life is just an ongoing party that never ends. And I hate to break the news to you, but if you're going to survive, especially during these brutally tough economic times, a little bit of work can't hurt, Cordes. You jackass. I say fire his ass. You could find anybody who could take over the website. Right?
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, everybody and their brother is web, you know, they're all computer geniuses now. And like I said, with the economy the way it is and everybody looking for a job, I bet you there's somebody who'd love to have that job and actually get a paycheck. Makes a deal behind the scenes with the fat Chris that he's going to take over. Oh, you don't want to do it anymore because I guess I haven't sent him enough checks. No, I need a grand. Send me the check now. It's about time. Yeah, screw you. Screw you. You loser. In fact, Brandon is back. I knew he would be with the Cordes talk. Brandon this and Brandon that and Brandon. What happened to the Neil Rogers show? Where's Neil? Where's the old Neil? I'm old. He says, I won't send the barrage of email I sent yesterday. I did that to spite that emailer. Yeah, I'm sure. For 2 years, I've been saying Cordes is a worthless human being. He's one of the big reasons there are problems in this world. That's right. Him getting a really vicious STD from shacking up with all the whores he won't take home to mom would be too nice for him. Yeah, maybe that's what he's got. Maybe he's got, like, syphilis, and he's, like, writhing in pain in the corner, holding his groin. Brandon says, Dr. Pepper's a great soda. I don't know what the hell's wrong with George. Bad taste. And, yes, they do make RC, and I buy it once in a while. As for Pizza Hut, pizza, pasta, whatever, it's the worst ever. There's more grease than food in the box, or the pizza, 9 times out of 10, is undercooked and soggy. Stick with mom-and-pop pizza places, you can never go wrong. Oh, boy. And I don't know if Eric can put him up there or what the deal is going to be with those, because I never got any reply. Is Eric in his little box, or don't you pay any attention to that?
I don't pay attention to that.
Eric says, if some people have a problem hearing the stream, it's because Beasley Interactive asked me to change the link to something that would show one of their ads and bring up the player in the browser. I agreed to do it only for users of Internet Explorer, which is the only browser it seems to work on. Oh, God. Beasley Interactive asked me to change the link that something would show one of their ads. Get off of our website, for crying out loud, Beasley. Jesus, God, these are the same people that don't want to, like, have a link on the QM site to ours because it was too pornographic once upon a time. And as a result, who's this from? I know you're going to rip me for this, but as much as I think George or Flea would be great for their own show, I think Beast doing an on-sport show would fill the 2-4 slot nicely. No. Beast is very entertaining when I'm talking about sniffing jocks. Die, Josh Cordes, we hate you, it says.
Wow.
Yeah. Beast. Beast is not entertaining. Beast does not belong on the air. But nevertheless, he probably sent it. Like the great Leonard Skinner says, I hope Neil Rogers remember a Southern man. Don't need him around anyhow. Bubba shows is our kind of show. Oh, yeah, from the Chronic from Lutz. Yeah. Bubba shows is our kind of show. I'm sure of that.
It is, for rednecks for sure.
Rednecks and yahoos.
Hulk Hogan and NASCAR.
Yeah. Oh, he talks NASCAR, too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And here I was thinking about promoting his show because he won't hurt us, but he might hurt Ron and old Paul. Ron, in fact, probably Castronova is sending about half of these fake emails.
And old Ron has blown up, man. He got real fat.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean had blown up?
Well, he's, I mean, he has blown up. He's big now. Bigger than Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, in other words, a real tub.
Yep.
Holy moly. Must be all the stress. The fake Adam Kirshner over at WIOD, who must be Manny Munoz, says, I hope you have Flea on the air again today. He added something to the show. You haven't had a co-host who could talk radio since the Bird. If WQM doesn't want to use him on the air, we can use him on Jimmy's show. Yeah, likely story. Yeah, don't you want to go over and work with Jimmy Syphilitic?
I'd rather have, like, a hot poker stuck in my eye.
Really? Stuck in your
rectum?
Ass. Sure.
Like Robbie Benson told the basketball coach in One-on-One. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Take a red-hot poker and whatever. And the coach said, if you like her, Robbie, poke her. And I guess he did. Then he had that heart attack, you know? Whatever happened to Robbie Benson? He's still alive.
I think he's teaching theater at a college, like Wake Forest or something like that.
No, why would you know something as obscure as that? That's that. Why would you even admit to knowing such a thing?
Sorry.
That sounds really, really,
yay.
You know, following the career of Robbie Benson, whose grandpa was the first rabbi ever in the state of Texas. I mean, little piece of trivia. Why are we supposed to care about that? Are we?
No.
Oh. What?
I just thought it was funny that I knew something and I got ragged on, but you knew something, and it's okay. Well, how'd you know that, his grandfather?
Because he was in that movie. He was in some Jewish movie. I forget what, where he had the yarmulke on. I don't know the name of the movie.
Oh.
And it was pointed out that he was perfect for the role because not only is he Jewish, but his grandpa was the first rabbi ever in the state of Texas. That seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it? I mean, it's a long time ago, but even so, how old could the grandpa have been? They got rabies in Texas. 140 votes on the poll. George is leading the way. Who should do 2-4? George, 38. Suds, 36. Flea, 17. You've moved into third place.
Look at that.
You look at it. Captain Curtis, 16. Mo Howard, David at 11. 2 hours of...
Doi, 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 doi.
And an occasional...
Doi, 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 doi.
Mo, 11. Big O, 6, 8. Geldy, 7, Jesse Agler, 4, and Adam Cooperstein, 3, which I'm glad you told me who that is because I don't know who he is. Is he on, like, one of the TV stations?
NBC 6.
Oh, don't start with that NBC 6 crap again.
He's on Channel 6.
He's on Channel 6. Oh, CBS 4, NBC 6. How come nobody ever says ABC 10?
Good point.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Nobody ever says ABC 10. Since Ann Bishop croaked and they took that idiot Dwight Lauderdale off the air, nobody pays any attention to them anymore. Since Walter Cronkite had to pawn all his bow ties. I had a fake email a couple months ago from somebody claiming to be Walter Cronkite's neighbor. I forget how I knew it was fake, but let's see if there's any bedtime stories up there on our website for today. What are you laughing about?
Because there's no way.
Nothing. What do you mean there's no way? Eric's got a way of doing it, or maybe he don't want to deal with it. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's sick and tired of Josh Cordes like the rest of us are. Slacker. Idiot.
This station stands for nothing.
Hey, it's the creepy-looking guy with the microphone strapped to his head for everybody's favorite late-night infomercial. That's right. It's time for another plug for ScamWow. ScamWow is more than just a towel. Yeah, it's a towel we charge you $25 for. But seriously, the new improved Skim Wow can do so many things. It can clean up spills. It can soak up blood stains when your old lady gets on your last nerve. And believe me, I know. And Skim Wow can also remove grass stains, polish your trailer hitch, cure homosexuality, and clean up your presidential legacy. Isn't that right, George W. Bush?
Yeah, I'd like to scrub away the war in Iraq, the economy, and that torturing we done at Gitmo.
And no problem, but that's going to take a whole case of Skim Wow.
Mission accomplished.
There you go, another satisfied Skim Wow customer. And if you order now, we'll throw in a second Skim Wow that'll remove hemorrhoids and cure cancer. Take it from the creepy-looking guy with the microphone strapped to his head. If you can't trust me, who can you trust?
All Skim Wow claims are completely fabricated. Every Skim Wow is made in China and covered in toxic lead paint.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, those Chinese make really good crap. 1033, now you've seen that, right, the Skim Wow commercial?
It's so funny. It's so bad.
It's made in Germany. You know the Germans make good stuff.
They do.
Eric says, I don't have time to do the stories today, but I'll try to squeeze them in anyway. Listen, Eric, there's no reason why you should have to do it. See what happens? It's like a domino effect. Frickin' Josh Cordes. I mean, are we running a business here, or is this just a playground? That's what I'd like to know. I don't want to be like Butch Boss. I'm pretty easy to get along with. But are we doing a business, or is it just whenever people feel like showing up and doing something, they show up and do something? I want a check. I want a check. Screw you. You idiot. Boy, talk about a turd. A turd on two legs. I say fire his ass right now. Now, here's one that could be from the real Josh Cordes, but I'm sure it's not. It says, I'm so wasted right now. Get me a check and you'll get stories, old man. Do you think it's real?
No.
How do you know?
I don't.
It says, the real Josh Cordes. Of course, the fact that it says it proves it to me beyond a shadow of a doubt. Oh, yeah, everybody's the real this one and the real that one. God, so many people with so much time
I have no line.
On their hands. No, I'm sure he's still passed out. It's not even close to noon yet. Chronic Chuck in Chicago says, Eric even put instructions under the link for the morons who can't figure out how to make this stream work. Why the hell do the banjo pickers get to tell you guys what to do with your website? I didn't know that they did. I didn't know that they have anything to do with our website, and the fact that they're interfering with it is really frosting my fat old ass.
I bet you I know why, too.
What?
Because there are some paid spots that run on the Listen Live, and they probably weren't running if they were just on your website, if I had to guess.
What?
You know, some of the commercials that run on the Listen Live stream on the web are paid commercials. And I'm
you mean
sure,
on the QAM's website?
Exactly, and I'm sure they weren't getting them when they listened just on your website.
So in other words, they're trying to muscle into our website to try to grab a few bucks.
Absolutely correct.
Well, screw that. And what are we getting out of it? What's Eric getting out of it?
An attaboy?
They better be paying somebody, Eric or you, to run those ads, Chuck says. You better believe the Beasley Clan is getting paid for them. I'm sure of that. Luckily, I have the pre-ad link saved so I can just start the stream in my media player without contributing a dime to the Beasley Clan. Long live Neil F. the Beasley Clan, says Chuck in Chicago, who's a little irate. We're all irate this morning. We got to deal with the Beasleys. We got to deal with Cordes, which, of course, he's involved in that scam. Skim Wow. I mean, that's his deal, right? Is that website?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. I'm not supposed to use this guy's name this time. He's Chronic, but I won't use his name. Neil, I work retail, home improvement in Palm Beach County. We know the recession was here over 2 years ago, with a drop-off in sales volume and foot traffic's been amazing. Where we were doing $1 million a week, it was commonplace. Now it's a struggle to do 600 grand with a staff of about 150 people. Changes are coming. But we don't know what they'll be, but it won't be pretty. This is a flashback to the late 70s and 80s when each day would bring gloom and doom. Neil, God, help us. Neil, withhold my name this time. Okay, I'll withhold your name. Neil, God, help us. What am I going to do for you? Wave my magic wand? God. Neil, God, please help us. We're out.
Neil, God.
Yeah. Oh, guess who died? Billy Powell.
Who?
Lynyrd Skynyrd keyboard player. Florida police say they found Powell at his home after he called for assistance. The cause of death was unknown. Authorities say he had heart problems. He was only 56. Just a spring chicken. Billy Powell, the former roadie who became a rock star for his keyboard work with the band Lynyrd Skynyrd, died early yesterday morning, apparently of heart problems, at his home in Orange Park, Florida. He was 56. Orange Park, that's like Orlando, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I'm not sure.
You were born in Tampa and grew up there and worked there, and you don't know the Orlando area?
Well, I know it's Orange County.
No kidding. Wow, this Flea, man, you're like a walking encyclopedia, like Little George.
Yep.
Not. Police received a telephone call at 12:55 a.m. from Paolo, complained he was feeling dizzy and was having a hard time breathing. I think what he really meant was...
I'm dying over here.
Orange Park Police Chief James Boivin said by telephone, I wonder if he's kin to Leo Boivin, played for the Boston Bruins 100 years ago. Don't forget the Canadians, the Frogs, at the Panthers tonight. We don't have a spot for that, so I thought I would mention that. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, we do. No, we don't. Yeah, we do. Well, in fact, we have a Gulfstream spot that I didn't even see in this break. Boy, I really screwed up bad on this log today. It's a good thing I just looked on there. Wasn't that good?
Yep.
Save that spot. Oh, boy.
Here come the sirens.
Oh, you can hear them this time. It's amazing. Yeah. You can hear them. George just does that to bust my balls, that's all. Oh, you doddering old fool. You're just hearing things. Yeah, whatever. Whatever, George. So George is sick today. Was he puking and dying and whatever?
I didn't talk to him. He just texted me.
Yeah, well, don't believe it. When somebody sends you a text message and says, oh, I'm out sick today, don't believe it. Just know they're playing hooky. Now, in my case, although, no, I actually did send him just a text message because I want to save my voice for, like, Woodbine. I just can't believe what I see people doing, pounding on the machines, waving their hands over the glass. They get a spin on the Wheel of Fortune. They stand up and they wave their hands over the wheel. Like it's going to make a difference. Oh, the stuff. Hocus pocus, baby. And especially the people from, like, China and India. Especially the women. Although some guys, too. Hocus pocus guys. Where is it that all these people get all their money, these India people? Well, actually, we should know because we're outsourcing every job in the world to India. So they got all our money.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they sure love to plunge their guts out, I'll tell you that. People from India and China, they love to gamble.
We could suck up to him and be real nice to him and kiss his butt.
Super Bowl on Sunday might just really be atrocious. With Pittsburgh playing Arizona, the action could be bogus. I'd rather go into the bathroom with a squeeze of lotion. Super Bowl on Sunday might just really be atrocious.
10:44 at 560 WQAM. I got so little interest in that game, I might not even watch it.
But I got good news for you.
Yes?
The stories are up.
Yeah, I know Eric put them up.
Oh, Josh said he did it.
Oh, Cordes did it?
Yeah, he's awake now.
Jackass. Well, in fact, I see an email from Eric to Josh saying, check and see which ones I put up so we don't duplicate. There's bedtime stories up on our website for those 10 people who read them. Well, what did he say?
He said in a text to me,
yes,
sorry, they're up now.
Sorry, they're up now. Sorry doesn't cut it, okay? Sorry doesn't merit a $1,000 check, Josh Cordes, you jerk.
And he said, I'm
idiot.
Just waking up, so you know.
Oh, yeah, sure, 11 o'clock in the morning, just waking up.
Nice.
My God. Go to Tampa, get plastered, stoned, laid.
Probably in that order.
Not necessarily.
No.
Knowing him. Anyway, Barry Jackass, who I'm sure is not getting laid. Do you know Barry? Have you ever met him?
I have never.
Oh, my God. You would. You know Robert Grieper?
Yes, I do.
He makes Robert Grieper seem like Hercules. That's Barry Jackass.
Wow.
The couch potato. Anyway, it says, I'm in Tampa for the Super Bowl. Saw Anita Marks on Media Day. Did not get a chance to talk to her, but I plan on asking her about the rumors about a return to the market. Planning on going to Burns tomorrow night. She's not returning to the market. She just signed for another year in Baltimore. How's she going to return to the market, Barry? Hey, Barry!
You fairy!
And it's got a picture here of Anita interviewing some goofball, some idiot dressed up like some Steeler fan. Or maybe it's a player, I don't know, but I doubt it. Not with a uniform like that. He's got like a Kresge's uniform on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Kresge's?
Yes.
Woolworth, Neisner's.
Woolworth, wow.
Five and Dime. Boy, they had those great soda fountains. See, I always come back to food. That's me. That's why I'm fat. Always thinking about the food.
And you mentioned Burns, too, so.
Had many a great meal in Burns, and boy, what a cheap bastard he was, that Burn Laxer. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Oh, I don't believe in trying to repay one kindness with another, but thank you so much for all the people you've sent here, and pay the bill, you know. He didn't say pay the bill, but that was the message. Huh. Gave me the free grand tour, and I think I got pneumonia that night in Tampa. I don't know why, but I was sick as a dog, and Burn Laxer, oh, Mr. Rogers, you've sent so many people in, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right. He's dead.
Oh.
Nice neighborhood, by the way, Burns. What is that, on Howard Street?
I believe it is.
Yeah. Bad neighborhood. And that's a long time ago. I can only imagine what it's like now. Woo! God. Great food, though. But not for the faint of heart when it comes to the tab.
No.
Believe you me. You pay by the ounce. You pay for your steak by the ounce, by how big it is. There's nothing like paying for your meat by the size. And then, of course, they added that dessert room upstairs, which that's after my days over there.
It's awesome.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, what exactly is it?
Well, it's great desserts, and you can actually get your own little room. They have glass windows, like, dividing little rooms, and you can play whatever music you want. They got a guy playing piano there, or you can change it to whatever you want. They've got nice cognacs, ports. It's really
sports?
Good. Sports? Port wines.
Oh, ports. I thought you said sports.
No sports.
Good. Thank God for that. Last thing we need is them turning a Burns Steakhouse into a sports bar. Jesus, God Almighty. How many more freaking sports bars do we need? Oh, sorry, Kimba. What are you laughing about?
Now, his
your
place
buddy
is,
Kimba.
His place is doing really well.
Is it? Good. Yeah. I'm glad. Maybe it'll get him off the air. The Dow's down 101 points. He's sure killing us, man, with that the Dolphin thing. Oh, and look at this. I just got through reading the thing about the guy from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and now my dead guy, man, Boz, sends me the obit. I just got through reading it, man. Brandon is back again. I thought he was going to be on his best behavior today. Not sure if anybody ever mentioned this to you, but one of the PSAs that airs for the secondhand smoke makes you believe somebody ripped a vicious fart by having everybody in the spot complaining on who passed gas and it stinks real bad. Joyce allows this spot that makes you believe for the first 30 seconds that somebody ripped one, and yet you can't even think of them. No, we can think about them. We just can't play the sounds of them. You better get it right, mister. Orange Park is just west of Jacksonville. Must be a horrible place. Oh, God.
That makes sense because the band was from Jacksonville.
Oh. Jay says, don't care, Neil's rerun. Regards, Jay. Well, what does that mean? Don't care. Don't care about what? Add these options to the date. Oh, I see. Don't care who's on 2 to 4. And this is somebody who will not listen. No matter if we put Jesus in sandals on from 2 to 4, he still wouldn't listen. Now, let's not put don't care. That's like, I hate this poll. That's a cop-out.
Like WTF.
What?
Like yeah, WTF.
Oh, you can put that on there. You want to go ahead and put WTF?
If you want.
Sure, go ahead. Who should be the host on 560 from 2 to 4 p.m.? George, 51. Suds Coleman, 45. Captain Curtis Stevenson, 22. Flea, you got 21. You're a marginal fourth at the moment. Edging out Mo Howard David's got 17. The Big O's got 10. He's doing the show and he's only got 10 votes with his 1-1 share. Oh, he is just legendary.
Rock solid.
In his own mind. He's at the Super Bowl, by the way. Yeldy's got 8, Jesse Agler 4, and Adam Cooperstein's got 3. How come Jesse Agler's only got 4? Probably because nobody ever hears him because he's on 5 in the morning when everybody's schluffing. Wouldn't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
He's good. No?
Yeah, he's real good. I tried to listen this morning, but the Cuban interference was so bad, there was a rooster crowing over his whole segment. It was crazy.
It was doing the old cock-a-doodle-doo?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Yeah, it's kind of hard to build an audience when nobody can hear the signal. That is a little bit of a problem. So Orange Park is by Jacksonville. Boy, of all the places in Florida where you'd want to live, wouldn't that be one of the very last anywhere near Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's like Hamilton, Ontario. Smokestacks and, oh, just filth and schmutz. When I think of filth and schmutz, I think of Jacksonville. Okay, you added WTF on it. That's good for the people who just, you know, refuse to refused to butch up and make a solid choice. So we finally got the stories on there, and Cordes finally woke up. What a jerk. And look at that. One of them's got seven reads already. Make-believe, baby. Make-believe radio station. And that's because we got no management. We got nobody in charge. We got nobody to raise the whip, much less threaten to actually use it. I mean, what's going to happen to Cordes if he just keeps screwing off forever? Then nobody's going to fire his ass. When's the last time somebody got fired for incompetence? I'm not talking about people getting blown out for cost-cutting. When's the last time somebody got sliced out of this joint because they're incompetent and can't do their job? Can you give me any name?
I can't think of one.
Dow is down 106 points. I mean, there's always, coming at you! But he didn't get canned. It's just they didn't renew his deal. He said, goodbye. Goodbye. Go back across the street. Did they actually ever hire him over there? I know he did a couple of shows over there, but I don't think they hired him, did they?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, brother. Fool me once, shame on W, but good God. Coming at you! I mean, since you're so tight with Joe Bell, can't you, sit down and look him in the eye and say, is there something missing in between the ears there? Like, something fell out years ago, like most of your marbles? What's the deal?
That's probably not a good career move.
What?
That's probably not a good career move for me.
Oh. Well, you worked for him in Fort Myers. He said glowing things about you. He sent me an email yesterday. And see, what I don't understand, if he's doing any managing, how does he have 4 hours every day to listen to this show? He never misses a thing on his show. How does he have so much time to listen to this show?
I don't know.
If I were General Mangler of a troubled radio station, not to mention Kiss and Power and the other stuff in the building. How's Power doing, by the way? Are they still on the air?
Yeah, they do well.
I know they're making money. I know that. And don't they, buy the audience like Hot does? Don't they give we'll give you $1 million if you write down that you listen to our station. The reason Charlie didn't come in on Wording of Wednesday's poll is because me, Matt, sent it in on Tuesday. Oh, yeah, Charlie sent me a scathing email. I'm really upset. I'm sure he's pissed off that I'm 1-for-1 on poll suggestions. Stand by. I'm thinking real hard to go 2-for-2. Quality over quantity, Charlie. Yeah, Matt's competing with Charlie B. Ask Flea if he's been to Donatello on Dale Mabry. The Tampa Rednecks went nuts the day they put you on the FM station, WYNF. They go nuts over Leonard Skinner in Tampa.
And I have been there. It's great.
Donatello was a sponsor of mine when I was on SUN.
That's a good place.
They love me. They just absolutely love me. I don't know why. It's on Dale Mabry. You're talking about what a trashy street Dale Mabry is. Donatello is right there.
One of the bright spots, really, though.
What?
That's one of the bright spots of Dale Mabry.
You got Mom's Weenuses on Dale Mabry, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what are you complaining about? You got Crystal on there? Used to have a Shakey's up the street. I mean, it seemed. How many great streets are there in Tampa?
Not many.
Kennedy?
Bayshore Drive is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kennedy's not bad.
I think there's a shoal on one of those streets. Isn't there?
Yes. Hillsborough Avenue or Boulevard?
Yeah.
That's pretty crappy, too, though.
Yeah. It's all crappy, baby. It's all crappy. Yeah, I've been to Donatello. We've all been to Donatello. It's great. Fabulous. Like I said, they got a lot of good restaurants over there. I have no idea why. I just can't see them rednecks sitting down having a really great meal at anywhere. Didn't Jerks Board Op get fired because he couldn't get the show right, says somebody? Possibly, I think so.
Yes, that's true.
That is true. Somebody totally incompetent finally got fired. Jerks' Board Op. Here's one from Richard. Did you listen to Ron Paul on C-SPAN today? What do I want to hear Ron Paul for? I don't watch C-SPAN, number one. I can't get it here and wouldn't watch it if I could. Did you watch Ron Paul today?
I did not.
No. I mean, isn't the election over with? Some of you people out there just don't get the message. The election is over, long since over. We've inaugurated a new president who won in a landslide. And Ron Paul is like David Paul.
Unbelievable.
Do you ever hear of David Paul?
No.
I'm trying to remember who the hell he was. I think he was a chronic caller on Lasseter's show. Let's not go back to the Blabo thing again today. That's so depressing. Let's talk about dead Tampa personality. So Jack Harris, is he still alive?
I don't know.
No. He got canned at FLA. Is that recently with all the cuts, or was that a long time back?
I think that was recently.
Because he was one of those guys that was on for 100 years, probably making way too much money.
biggest names.
The best talent.
This is Neil Rogers.
This is the Neil Rogers Show.
Rock solid.
This is your brain.
You fairy.
Any questions?
Have you recently been downsized but aren't sure how to get the most out of your new freewheeling lifestyle? Then subscribe to new Laid Off Magazine.
Laid Off Magazine.
Today in Laid Off Magazine, you'll enjoy monthly features, complete national and local TV and cable listings, plus monthly articles.
Laid Off Magazine.
So if you've been laid off or you're about to be...
Okay, you want to stop the music, please?
What? Look,
I'm just not working out. I'm sorry.
It's not
have to let you go.
What do you mean, but I...
All right, you want to pack up? And the singers?
Yes.
You're gone, too. That doesn't work either. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bring in a new guy, please. Thank you.
Laid Off Magazine.
Yeah, that's not working either.
What?
I'm sorry. We're going to have to let you go.
Oh.
Thanks.
11:02 at 560 WQM. Happy Thursday to you. Everybody's at the Super Bowl, baby. Like I said, I don't think I'm even going to watch it. I don't like either team at all. At all. Hate the Steelers. And Arizona, to me, leaves me limp. You think Arizona belongs in the Stupid Bowl?
I would have never guessed that they'd be there, that's for sure.
I mean, I know they won the playoff games to get there, but that's, I don't know. Rampant mediocrity, that's the National Foosball League. It really, I don't know. Now, what's worse, people who do trivia or people who are like into fantasy baseball, fantasy hockey, fantasy football? Oh, God.
I have no life.
That's what they're trying to tell you. So many people in this world.
I have no life.
Searching desperately for a life. Carney says, Carney must be one of those people. Wally Pipp was sick and let Lou Gehrig play at the beginning of the Iron Horse's streak. Most people confuse it and say Pipp was the first baseman who came in for Gehrig after he played his last game. I've never heard anybody say that. The line is, Wally, loan me your glove. It's a joke. I mean, that's allegedly, you know, like Wally gave Gehrig the glove and then never played again. I've heard numerous people get this wrong. It's an essential baseball trivia question, says Carney. Oh, my God. Where's Mike Spindell when we need him with the trivia?
Who?
Mike Spindell. He used to do a trivia show on KAT and then on INZ. And he kind of sounded a little bit like Geldy, Mike Spindell. I wonder whatever happened to him. Now, yesterday, that email and then the one with the picture from Roger Taylor that I used to work with in Kalamazoo 100 years ago, that was really a treat because I get so little of that. Where have all these people vanished to? I'm not talking about the fake this one and the fake that one, but the real ones, you know, the real Mike Spindell. The real... I'm trying to think of some of the other people I worked with who are still alive. The real Stan Major. Well, we went through that a couple weeks ago. You coming down for some spring training this year, Carney wants to know? No. Love the show. Can you please throw in a few I'm your friends for me? No. Respectfully, Carney. Can you please throw in a few I'm your friend? Yeah, if we took some calls, we could throw in a whole bunch of those, but we probably won't. Slee gets real surly. By the way, what time is your food coming in?
I'm hoping by noon.
Oh, I'm sure by noon. You know, this fake Barry jackass, I don't care about Bubba and his Super Bowl party or any other crap. Quit wasting my life, wasting my time, Barry. All this breathless garbage about Bubba's Super Bowl party and Bubba, who cares? Oh, here's Richard again. I know the election is over. Ron Paul was talking about the news events of the day, the stimulus package, which is a piece of crap. We're only going deeper and deeper and deeper down the into the downfall of the dollar. Neil, you really should listen to Dr. Paul, campaignforliberty.com. Educate yourself. I'm not interested in Ron Paul, okay? He's small potatoes, Dr. Paul. Oh, what an idiot. Trying to, like, make me into a Ron Paul groupie now. Oh, I should listen to Dr. Paul. Yeah, right. I'd rather listen to Dr. Ruth. God, can you believe that?
Nope.
Ron Paul. Somebody tell Richard that the election's over already, okay? He didn't win. He didn't get the nomination. He didn't make a tiny dent. Even what's his name? Even at the crazy minister. What the hell was his name?
Which one? Romney?
No, not Romney. Romney's not a minister. He's a Mormon idiot
that's
with magic underwear. The Christian minister, the other Republican. I can see him. I just can't. Oh, and Ted Haggard says he's not gay. He just likes sex with guys.
Yeah, I saw that interview. That was hilarious.
He's not gay. He just, made some inappropriate things and did some inappropriate stuff in his mouth and in his
rectum.
Like that, you know, but he's not gay.
No.
Speaking of that, the U.S. attorney in Los Angeles reportedly has launched a grand jury investigation into Cardinal Roger M. Mahoney in connection with his response to the alleged molestation of children by priests in the L.A. Archdiocese, according to two law enforcement sources familiar with the case. Good. Throw all those fake fags in jail. Leave us real ones alone, but throw all the fake fags in jail. Let them have a good time in there, including a Reverend Haggard. I can't believe I can't think of the Republican candidate. And I can't believe you don't know an erudite guy like yourself. Can't you see him? Southern Yehu, nose picker. You can't see him?
I can see him, but I can't remember the name either.
No, I can't. I don't see it on our thing yet either. That's because we got this 8-minute delay, you know, this 8-year delay. The probe in which U.S. Attorney Thomas P. O'Brien is personally involved is aimed at determining whether Mahoney and possibly other church leaders committed honest services fraud, whatever that is, by failing to adequately deal with priests accused of sexually abusing children, said the sources, who requested anonymity because they're not authorized to speak publicly about the investigation, and they valued their lives. One federal law enforcement source said such a prosecution could be brought under a federal statute that makes it illegal to scheme to deprive another of intangible right honest services. Well, what does that mean?
I don't know.
In this case, the victims would be parishioners who relied on Mahoney and other church leaders to keep their children safe from predatory priests, the source said. Isn't that like a redundancy, predatory priest? To convict on such a charge, prosecutors would have to prove that Mahoney used the U.S. mail or some form of electronic communication in committing the alleged fraud. The whole thing is a fraud. The whole frickin' church is a fraud. All religion is a fraud. And, of course, the Catholic Church is the biggest closet in the world, speaking of that. My God. But you keep putting the money in the plate. Pass the plate. Mike Huckabee, thank you so much.
That's it.
Mike Huckabee. Well, I'm trying to forget him. And Ron Paul. Oh, you ought to listen to Dr. Paul, Neil. Educate yourself. Oh, good guy. You know, his people were always like a cult, the Ron Paul crowd. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not a religious campaign. I mean, a political campaign, but a cult. He was like the reincarnation of Ross Perot. Not that he's dead or anything, but he ought to be. Ross Perot with the ears. Leave it to Larry King to prop up some faker, some phony guy. And, of course, Ted Haggard. There's another one. Larry loves those guys. Falwell, when he was still breathing, when he was wasting the fresh air.
Yeah.
Larry puts all those fakers on.
Uh-huh.
And then looks their ass. That's the worst part.
As Baker. Opposed to a... What about Baker,
what?
Too? Baker was bad, too.
Oh, yeah. Tammy Faye especially. Tammy Faye was like attached to Larry's bag. Mike Huckabee, thank you. Here's another one. Says Mike Huckabee, thank you. Oh, Neil, do you mean Mike Huckabee? Yeah, thank you. Boy, sure got a big response on that. Oh, you got to watch Ron Paul on Neil. Yeah, Dr. Paul. Doctor of what? Doctor of nobody pays any attention to him. He was strictly an internet phenom. You know what I mean?
I do.
He had a bunch of groupies on the internet, and nobody else ever even heard of him.
I have a Ron Paul for President t-shirt.
Do you?
Yeah. And also,
you better get in touch with Richard.
I also have a Perot for President t-shirt, too. I collect them.
Oh, my God.
All the crazies.
I just got to roll. Dust off the old studies and lift up the engine and do. A man who just sat there on King night after night after night talking ridiculous, asinine, glittering generalities. Roll up your sleeves and do. Step up to the plate and do. A lot of do from that idiot, Ross Perot, with those silly ears. But he had a lot of money. Oh, Blagojevich, to give a closing statement.
Or I believe that their curiosity...
Talk about a media phenom.
Anger. And so they want to say, okay, go ahead and talk to us, and then we'll still vote you out.
This could go as long as 90 minutes...
Yes, he could speak for 90 minutes, and then the impeachment trial prosecutor only has 30 minutes to rebut him.
Oh, well, great. Blago, the media's obsessed. Any dirtbag that comes down the pike, the media's obsessed with them, and they'll give them all the free airtime they want. And they're patting him on the head on that bad wig. Is that a wig or is that real hair?
I hope it's real.
Is real? I didn't know he was Jewish.
Maybe.
Isn't that a Russian name or is that Polish? Blagojevich?
Polish or Russian? It looks
what?
Russian to me.
What do you mean he looks Russian? What does that mean?
The name looks Russian to me.
Oh, Richard is back again. He's just he's having a hissy fit. No one has to tell me, Neil. I already know the election's over. It's too bad we have another corporate puppet in office. I'm not a Ron Paul groupie. I simply thought he made the most sense. Well, I'm happy for you, Richard, but guess what? It's over. It's in the past. Adlai Stevenson made a lot of sense, too. He was a brilliant guy. He's dead now. It's over. History. Al Gore made a little bit of sense, too, even though he was as wooden as a Kimba Bocamper. I think that's a good analogy. Al Gore was the Kimba Bocamper of politics. Isn't that, don't you? Yeah, can't you see the parallel there? Wooden. Yeah. Even John Wooden was never as wooden as that pair. Richard, you're beating a dead horse, okay? Life is short. Save your energy for something that might possibly be productive someday. Someday, somewhere, somehow. Or do whatever the hell you want. But don't keep bugging me with Ron Paul. Dr. Paul. That's like Dr. Rice. Well, Condoleezza, Dr. Rice is a brilliant woman. Yeah, she likes to shop. Shop till she drops. When the going gets tough, Condoleezza goes shopping. Bitch.
Well, Roger's got.
The world has changed, and we must change with it. Starting today, we must pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and begin again the work of remaking America.
What'll he do to keep us open?
That work starts today.
I wouldn't want to be Barack tonight.
Right now.
He's in the White House in his new job. He's got to hit the ground in full stride. Day one.
Work. Day and night.
The country's on its knees. Day one.
We do not have a minute to waste.
He's rolling up his sleeves. Day one.
The time has come.
Obama's gonna need a lot of time.
Today I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met.
Okay, so Richard, who's a new stubborn emailer, Richard says your partner there has the right idea, only he's too afraid to talk against you, Neil.
Is that me?
Yeah. Are you afraid?
No. What are you going to do?
You got the right idea about what?
I don't know.
About Ron Paul? I didn't hear you say anything about Ron Paul, what a genius he is.
I just said I had one of his shirts, that's all.
Oh, that's what he was talking about, the fact you got a Ron Paul T-shirt. Is that because you supported him?
No, not really. I mean, I liked a couple of things that he said, but like you said, it's a little crazy. Everything else is kind of nutty.
Yeah.
But one or two things, his points were good, like pulling all the military bases out from across the world. I agreed with that.
How many votes did he get?
About 30, man.
In the primaries. Bill says, Ron Paul, another one for the nut house. Oh, boy, don't be getting all, what's his name, Richard, all whipped up again. Fake Larry King says, ask Lee if he's been to Leroy Selman's.
I have.
Never heard of it. What kind of a place is that?
It's his restaurant. It's pretty good. You know, American food.
Leroy Selman?
Yeah, he was a Buccaneer. The only Buccaneer.
Oh, my God. Tampa Bay. Listen, it's not bad enough we're talking about Ron Paul, thanks to this jackball out there in the audience, but Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Give me. And you know who's a big Bucs fan?
Me.
Josh Cordes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Leroy Selman's the only Buccaneer in the Hall of Fame.
What about, what's his name? Solomon.
Who?
Solomon. What was his first name? Freddie Solomon.
No.
You don't remember Freddie Solomon?
He might be in the Hall of Fame, but not as a Buccaneer.
I didn't say he's in the Hall of Fame. Oh. Black quarterback, Tampa Bay Bucs.
Doug Williams.
Oh, Doug Williams. Who was Freddie Solomon?
I don't know.
Doug Williams, that was another black quarterback. That's what we need is a good athletic black quarterback. Remember, that's before your time. A whole bunch of guys started that on this station several years ago, calling in all the shows. Oh, the Dolphins need an athletic black quarterback. That's what they need. Trying to turn everything into a racial thing, you know. Now we got a black president, so screw all that quarterback crap. Rick says, Haney, a longtime listener, last week it was some of the funniest shows you've had in a while. Between the reading of the Spanish food menus. What Spanish food menus?
I don't know.
To making fun of the horses on Friday, you're funny on a regular basis, but last week you were in a zone. Yeah, I'm in a zone, all right, the Twilight Zone, with Ron Paul and David.
Unbelievable.
Paul. To put it in sports terms and cliches, you gave it 110%, and you were putting the ball in the basket. And George is the man, when he's not sick. Thanks for entertaining me while driving through South Florida roads, Rick. Thanks, Rick. How do you like that? Happy camper, not...
You ought to watch C-SPAN and Ron Paul. Dr. Paul.
Take Dr. Paul and stick him where the moon don't shine. And, of course, Flea, he's got the right idea, but he doesn't have the balls to say it. Good God, some of you people are just, you're in serious need of assistance, psychological assistance, being in a funny farm somewhere. Oh, here's Richards back again. You have Zeitgeist movie posted on your website. Did you watch it? Yes. Did you watch Addendum? Ron Paul is not dead. He's still a congressman from, I never said he was dead. Congressman from Texas, still alive on the internet. He just did not have the money like Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey. Good. Maybe you can elope with him, Richard. Peter says, love the show. Have you read any of Greg Palast's books? Great reads. Thank you. Yes, I have. I love Greg Palast. In fact, I think we have one of his articles on our website today. If, of course, or maybe it was yesterday, one of his scathing columns. Mark says, Blagojevich, who looks like the reincarnation of the late, great Paul Muni, is of Serbian descent. Definitely not Polish. My people can't be blamed for this one. Isn't Mandish a Serb? There we go. If the Mad Dog's fault, yes. I don't know. See, I always thought that if your name ended like in CH, it's like Polish. Like Pete Stojanovic. Is Pete Stojanovic a Serb?
I don't know.
No. Oh, and as Joan Crawford would say, no more phone calls ever. If I wanted to hear babbling idiots screaming the same things over and over again, I'd unblock Fox News on my TV, says Mark. Good point, Mark. Excellent. Freddie was a wide receiver for the Dolphins in the 70s, says New York City Dave. Freddie Solomon played for the Tampa Bay Bucks at one point. If I'm lying, you're dying. Matt says, Freddie was a black wide receiver for Miami and San Francisco. You tell me he never played for the Bucks? I'm going to Google it. Can I Google it?
Google it.
Freddie.
I already got it.
And?
It's
he never played
out.
For the Bucks.
He played for the Miami Dolphins from 1975 to 1977, played for the 49ers from 78 to 85.
Never played for the Bucks.
No, but he went to college in Tampa.
Oh, he went to the University of Tampa. That's why I'm thinking. I knew there was a Tampa connection. See, I'm not totally full of crap, just partially. About 90% full of crap. What?
Yeah, he was a second-round draft pick in 1975.
Freddie Solomon. Well, maybe I'm remembering him when he played for Tampa. I doubt it, though. I tell you, that's a really bizarre-looking university.
Yeah, it looks like a Russian building or something like that. Like from the Kremlin.
It looks like some old, something from Tibet. Like the Dalai Lama ought to be hanging out there. All those spires and... Is it still like that?
Yep.
I'll be damned. 267 votes on the poll. Let's see how Flea is doing in the running here. Who should be the host on 560 WQM from 2 to 4 p.m.? George Rodriguez, 70. Suds Coleman, 60. Flea, you've moved into third place, but distant third, 31. A distant third. You got the right idea, though, there about Dr. Paul, according to Richard, according to Dick. Captain Curtis Stevenson, 26. Freddie Solomon don't have any votes yet, but we'll put him on there later. Mo Howard David, 25. WTF, 20. That's moving up. Sure passed Goldie like she was standing still. Yeldy Geldstein, 13. The Big O, 13. Adam Cooperstein, 5. And Jesse Agler's only got 4.
That's a shame.
I don't understand. Jesse's great on the air. He's a good. He probably knows his crap, you know.
Yes, he does.
Does he know his crap?
He does.
Does he know about David Paul and Ron Paul?
Dr. Paul Bear.
Ron Paul and Mary? Ron Paul. Oh, my God. Talk about stuck. I'm surprised we're not getting any emails about, how about Ralph Nader, man? Later, Nader. And thank goodness for that. Of all the great things that happened in this election is that none of the states were so close that Ralph Nader could screw it up like he did back in 2000 before they decided to steal Florida. Nader, always talk about an ego, a massive, massive ego. And he still don't like my 1960 Corvair. That was my first car. A blue 1960 Corvair. And yes, the fan belts did break every once in a while. But you know what? That was a pretty damn good little car. I think I put almost 200,000 miles on that thing. You ever see a Corvair?
Yeah, of course.
They were neat little cars. Good beginner car, you know? Although I did get in a wreck one time.
And?
No, I mean, didn't get hurt or anything like that or hurt anybody else, but I plowed into the back of some guy, when I was out doing joyriding. And the guy stopped to make a turn, and I looked up, and whoop, oh, geez, couldn't quite stop. Now, not a major wreck, you know, little fender bender. I remember one time I was driving from Kalamazoo to Detroit. I've told this before. Scary. Scariest thing I ever had on. Even scarier than the guy that nearly wiped me out going to the car wash last Saturday after Woodbine. And I'm driving. It's pouring down rain, but I got to meet a friend of mine to go to Hazel Park to go to the track. Back in those days, that was one of the most important things in life, was driving to Detroit to go to the track. Northville Downs, Hazel Park. And I'm flying like a bat out of hell in my 73, what is it, 73 or 63? Olds, Cutlass, whatever the hell it was. And I had a blowout. Tire blew out, and I went spinning around, and I just gave up. I let go of the steering wheel. I gave up. I thought, well, I'm dead. You know what I mean? Because it was just pouring down rain, and in those days, the speed limit was 70, so you could go 90. Yeah. And the car spun around, and a miracle, because it was like, in traffic time in the late afternoon. Spun around, hit a guardrail, and just came to a halt, sat right there. And I didn't get a scratch. And the best part of it is, got the car towed, went to a payphone, called my friend. He came and picked me up at the auto shop, and made the first race at Hazel Park.
Nice.
All right.
Oh!
How do you like that?
It's a good story.
It's a great story. It's a true story, and boy, I thought I was dead. I thought for sure, and people stopped to see if I was okay, and people saw what happened, and they said, oh, my God, I can't believe you're still alive. That's how bad it looked to them. You know what I mean? It looked bad. It felt bad. Felt like, oh, gee, I'm going to die now. This is the end, my friend. But here I am, still here.
You'll never last a week in this market, Rogers.
Biggest names.
The best talent.
This is Neil Rogers.
Only in the Banana Republic, baby. Only in Miami.
One-time leader and king of the world, George W. Bush, no longer surrounded by a loyal staff of sycophants, is now on his own and on the beach with his daughter.
What's that over there?
Over there? Huh? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh.
Whoosh, whoosh.
And look at all this stuff I'm standing on.
Yeah, it's soft and gritty on my feet. What's it called?
It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. Everywhere you look. How do they make this stuff?
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rock.
Rock?
Teeny little pieces of rock.
How about that? Well, don't that beat all?
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Yeah, it's warm. And like, but it keeps slipping through my fingers.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this water?
Water? Can't be water. You told me it was sand.
Very good. This is sand.
Sand is fun.
No, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Uh-oh, I heard that. 11:33 at 560 WQM. George is out sick again today. We got Flea back again by popular demand, and you're doing okay on that poll. You're third.
Yeah.
You're third. A distant third, but nevertheless. You got Curtis beat, and even beating out Mo and WTF. Well, here's an update on something that somebody turned us on 2 weeks ago, and we've been waiting breathlessly for it to arrive, and it's here, or will be Monday. Texas-based Bluebell ice cream debuts in supermarkets in Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade, and Monroe counties Monday. Now, what's the date on Monday? February 2nd?
Second, yep.
Second. Oh, boy. You know something? I'm going to have to Joyce during the next break, so if I don't get back, okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. In fact, I could do it right now, but I better not. I mean, if I just got up and walked out for 2 minutes, what would you do?
I guess I would talk.
You want to talk? No, I'll wait for the break. The pressure isn't that great. It's starting. I think it's from that Ron Paul crap. In fact, maybe I have to take a Ron Paul crap. Oh, there you go, Neil. You're just a hard ass. Go away, Richard. I'm going to block your ass. I'm just tired of reading your swill. over and over and over. What are you, a hard ass, closed-minded? Yeah, no, I just don't, not interested.
Also, when you're joicing, do you want to talk to anybody while you're doing that?
No.
I'm just asking because in the last break I went to the bathroom and Jesse was in there and he's talking to Beast, who was on the actual toilet.
Oh,
taking a joist.
No. You did a joist side by side with Beast?
I didn't. I just went in there to go to number one.
Oh.
And Beast was in there talking through the door, and I'm like, who talks while they're doing that? I wouldn't want to do that. And then Joe Rose went in there and was joicing next to him, and all three of them
who?
Were having a conversation.
Joe Rose?
Yeah.
What's he still doing there?
I guess he was recording interviews from Tampa.
Oh, not now. You know what I missed today? I missed the interview with Shannon.
Yeah, that ran
the one
early.
One he taped yesterday. What?
That ran early. That was about
6:30. Oh, you heard it?
Yeah, 6:30.
You were up at 6:30 listening to the radio?
I was driving back from the gym.
Driving back from the gym at 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah, I go early.
Oh, my God. How early?
5:30.
I can't even imagine that there's a gym that's open at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, L.A. Fitness.
Wow. Well, are you going to get a little free plug in there for them? When's the food coming, by the way?
I'm hoping any minute.
From Corsini. Probably any minute.
They better bring that tortellini, too, stuff with the pumpkin.
Mmm. And pistachio.
Have you ever had pumpkin soup?
No, not for me.
That's good.
Not for me. Actually, there's a restaurant in my neighborhood here that makes those kinds of soups, you know, pumpkin soup and, oh, squash, butternut squash.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Mushy soup. I don't like mushy.
You're more of a cream of mushroom kind of guy?
Oh, yeah, I love that. And mushroom barley.
Ooh,
oh,
that's good.
Boy. Any soup with mushrooms can't be all bad. Anyway, getting back to Bluebell, it says, this is sweet news to aficionados. Some say diehard fanatics of the concoction. When the brand comes to a new area, fans have been known to follow Bluebell trucks delivering ice cream to the grocery store. Oh, boy, you talk about that's sick. To get her Bluebell fix, Houston native Rebecca Hunderschmark of Sunrise has been driving to Naples, where the ice cream has been available since 2004, and she brings it back in a cooler. I mean, how good can it be? Bluebell is in my blood. Nothing compares, says Hunderschmark 25. I've gotten all my friends hooked on it. I eat it every single day. Every single day. I think that probably Rebecca won't make it till 26. She's 25. A little bit young to be living in Sunrise, honey. This is from the Palm Beach Post. First produced in 1911 at Brenham Creamery Company in the small town of Brenham, Texas. Oh, I bet you Ron Paul likes it. Bluebell hit the Jacksonville market in 2001 and gradually expanded to the rest of the state. It's trickled further south because Outback Steakhouse and Carrabba's serve it, although not identified as Bluebell. It's already available in Martin and St. Lucie counties. Southeast Florida is the latest regional frontier. The last. Well, they're always last. It's been an 8-year process to get the whole state covered, said Jim Weiderholt, manager of the new Bluebell Creamery's LP Distribution Center in Miramar. Even though it's sold in only 18 states, privately held Bluebell's the nation's number 3 best-selling branded ice cream, trailing only Breyers and Edie's. Oh, Edie's, bah! It enjoys a 7% market share, according to Bluebell spokesman Bill Weiss. What's the creamy concoction's secret of success? One selling point is that Bluebell's still offers a full 64-ounce half-gallon container, while the majority of its competitors have shrunk their half-gallons to 56 or 48 ounces. Bluebell also insists on a hands-on approach. It distributes its ice cream directly to individual stores in its own trucks rather than delivering the product to supermarket chains' warehouses. Butterfat content is considered premium, about 10 to 12%. That won't win it any points from Weight Watchers, but from the butterfat content is still lower than super premiums like Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs. As for ingredients, Howard Cruz, retired president and CEO, likes to tell people the reason that the ice cream is so good is that our milk was grass yesterday. Wow. Mm. If George finds out the milk was grass yesterday, he'll be eating it and smoking it. Wiederhold explains, we only buy what's in season, like strawberries. That's why we have rotational flavors. To mark its entry into the market here, the company is introducing Tropical Paradise, coconut ice cream blended with crushed pineapple, roasted macadamia nuts, and pineapple coconut sauce swirl. Mm. That sounds like caca to me. I'm just not a big, we went through that before. I'm not a big coconut guy. It's okay, but eh. We feel like ice cream has proven in years past to be kind of a comfort food, said Melvin Zeigenbein, Bluebell Vice President of Sales and Marketing. When people don't have the money or need something to make them feel good, it's something they can go to that's fairly reasonable. Or fairly irresistible, according to Hunderschmark. The day they put it on the shelf, I'll be there, she said. I wouldn't miss it. How do you like that? Bluebell, baby. One thing to have blue balls, but Bluebell is where it's at.
I killed Nicole. Yes.
Happy good morning, Mickey Mouse's office. This is Goofy speaking.
Good morning, Goofy.
Oh, boy.
It's Walt Disney's president and CEO, Robert Iger.
Yeah, I know who you are, sir. Why do you say your title every time you call?
Do I?
You do.
Oh. Can I talk to the boss?
Please hold.
Hello?
Good morning,
Hello?
Sir.
Hello?
Sir?
Hello? Who is it? I can't hear anything. Hello?
Sir?
Iger?
No, sir. It's Bob Iger.
Hello? I can't hear you.
Sir, is it Bob?
Bob from Accountants?
No, sir. The president and CEO of the company.
Oh, none nuts. Where are you? You sound like you're on a cell phone.
Sir, I'm calling from my cell phone.
I just said that. I mean, where are you?
Well, you know I'm on vacation, right?
Vacation again? Do you ever work? How many weeks vacation do you get? I thought we cut everybody back to 2 weeks.
No, sir, that was the Citadel Corporation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They screwed their radio people pretty good.
That's right.
But how many weeks do you get?
Well, my contract says I get 18 weeks.
18 weeks? That's a whole NFL schedule.
Well, sir, don't you get 18 weeks?
I go where I want to go when I want to go, but I don't call it vacation because I'm always working. The wheels are always turning. Where are you?
Willow and I are skiing in Aspen.
Willow and I are skiing in Aspen? Do you know what a turd that makes you sound like? You big blowhard turd.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not sure if it's my cell phone, but it sounded like you called me a turd.
A blowhard turd. It's working fine. You can hear me.
Well, sir, how are you doing this morning?
I'm not doing well, Iger.
It's Iger, sir, and why is that?
Because I just reviewed your compensation package from last year. Do you know what we paid you?
Yes, I do, sir.
And you don't feel bad? $51.1 million! That's more than the GNP of Afghanistan!
Sir, I love your political humor.
It's not
You're
funny.
Just like a...
It's not funny.
What?
I'm not laughing.
Well, sir, I did turn down the $2.4 million shareholder bonus.
Well, let's throw a parade! I'll tell you what, you give me back the $51.1 million, I'll give you the $2.4. How's that?
Ooh,
why don't you give back some of that vacation time? 18 weeks! You got 10 more weeks than Mickey Rourke's whole movie!
Sir, I'm... I don't...
You're stuttering, Iger!
It's Iger, sir. I just
You're
don't
stuttering!
You
sound
okay.
Like Stuttering John!
What?
That grungy half a that used to be on with Stern!
Oh.
Come on, get your words to come out!
Okay.
Why can't we do more movies like Paul Blart, Mall Cop? That's brilliant!
Sir, you made fun of that movie for weeks.
I did not.
You did so,
I
sir.
I did not.
Sir, you made fun of
did
the...
not.
Sir, you...
Did not.
Sir, you made fun...
That's cinematic brilliance. It's a cop in a mall without a gun, played by Fat Kevin James. Why can't we do more things like that?
Sir, are you only saying that because it had an opening weekend of over $30
million? $33.8 million. That's not even as much as you made last year.
Sir,
apologize.
So how...
Apologize. Apologize
what,
to the people.
The people of...
People of the world. Apologize for taking so much money. Apologize. Do it.
I apologize.
Louder.
I apologize.
Louder.
I apologize.
I apologize for what?
For
being a big blowhard turd. Say it. I apologize for being a big blowhard turd. Say it. I'm waiting.
I apologize.
Uh-huh.
For being a blowhard turd.
A big blowhard turd. You forgot big.
I apologize for being a big blowhard turd.
Say hello to Willow. Hey, does she still have that scar on her right thigh?
How do you know about that?
Oh, brother. You like it, huh?
I do. I love those.
Now, I thought I had a technical problem here, which would be bad. But I don't. The only problem I've got is that the label on the CD,
mm-hmm.
that disc... that I just played is the one that's got this label. When Chicken Neck put the label on here, he didn't glue it down real good.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the label like is sticking up every now and then, and like it makes the fluttering sound from the CD deck.
Oh, I got
from
you.
The denim deck.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh gee, I've got a technical problem there, and it's just this damn thing. Do a little better job of nailing it down, Chicken Neck.
I got a fax here that you'll like.
Go ahead.
It says hello, Neil. Don't know if you received this yet, but yesterday morning, Paul and Young Ron did most of the morning on Bad Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
From Chris.
From Chris?
Probably not Fat Chris, but A Chris.
Oh. Well, wait till you hear this. I mean, the poll is just, it's just there. It's just for fun, okay? It's not like rocket science. It's not like some kind of a scientific study.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Neil, other than George, Mo, Geldy, and Big O, I know nothing about the others who are listed on your poll. I only know Mo, Geldy, and Big O because of you talking about them. Perhaps a short summary on the poll about the people listed would help when deciding which selection to check. Thank you, Mr. Al. Oh, my God.
Should I write a bio?
I think he should change his name to Mr.
I have no life.
Oh. Can you believe that?
No.
And one of our listeners came up with a really good poll, inspired by you with your comment about pumpkin soup or whatever the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite soup? Matt came up with that. One of the choices, I hate soup. And that's got a list of a whole bunch of stuff. French onion, that's got to be one of my very... Only if it's really very good.
From Burns.
Like Ruth Chris has got, or like at Pompano Park used to have back in the day.
Burns Steakhouse, the best French onion soup in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's correct. Forgot all about that. That's one of the specialities of the house. And the meat so tender, it could melt in your mouth. Would it be bad to go into Burns Steakhouse and order a delicious, juicy steak and then get Peter Luger's Steakhouse sauce with it?
I don't know, but speaking of food.
Yes, the food is here.
The Corsini's.
All right. Great. Now, what did they bring you?
This looks like some kind of tartare, filet tartare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks awesome. With quail eggs. Looks like
quail eggs?
Looks like capers.
Yeah.
Anchovies and mustard.
Mm.
Looks really good.
Great. Dig right in. And we've only got about 8 or 9 minutes before we open up the store on WQM.com.
That'd be correct.
That would be correct. Rob says, we want to recommend an excellent documentary to you, American Drug War, The Last White Hope. Should be viewed in every school, but it won't. Liked the show the way it is. Liked it better the way it was, but won't get into that. See ya. Liked it better the way it was. Well, so did I, but that's in the past, okay? Can't live in the past. It is what it is, and these are the, times that try our souls. Famous Serbs, says one of our listeners. A list of famous Serbs. Melissa Bean, congresswoman from Illinois. Never heard of her. Rod Blagojevich, Helen Delitzsch Bentley, former congresswoman from Maryland, Joyce George, U.S. attorney and politician. By the way, speaking of Joyce, I did do a very clean antiseptic quick during that break.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. With plenty of time to spare. I'm the world record holder. Just ask George. He'll tell you. Mitchell Mellick, U.S. Senate. Carl Malden, who was born Mladen Sekulovic. How do you like that? Carl Malden. I wonder if Ken Malden is Serbian. Poor Ken.
I miss Ken.
What a great guy.
Awesome.
Mila Jovovich, Pete Maravich, dead, NBA. And Pete Stojanovic was an American football place kicker of Macedonian descent, born in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. That's where all the Arabs are in Dearborn. The Arabs are in Dearborn, Michigan, a suburb of Detroit. Back in my harness racing days when I owned a couple of horses, there was one of the other owners who was one of the worst thieves in the history of... this guy was also one of those Arab guys. Although you never know that by his name, which I'm sure was changed. His brother's name was Wajay. What kind of a name is that? Wajay. Arab. Wajay. I'm not going to mention the guy's name because... You know what I mean? Because I'm sure he's still alive. And who knows? You never know who the hell might be listening. Bill says Ralph Nader's got his head up his ass so far he's never going to see daylight. I'm sure of that. So I don't have any emails about Bluebell ice cream. Wouldn't you have thought after reading that long, ponderous piece, I mean that exciting news about how it's coming on Monday?
I've heard good things about that ice cream.
But what is it? See, I mean, I know.
Wow.
What?
The pumpkin ravioli is here. It looks like we got some mousse. We've got
really?
A Tuscan bread. What's it called? Wow. It's way too Italian for me, but it's really good.
What do you mean it's way too Italian?
Like to pronounce.
Oh, I see.
Ribolita. Bread thick in Tuscan soup.
Riboletta?
Yeah. Awesome.
Mmm. Oh, Tuscan bread soup. Yes. Wow. Am I right?
Yes, you are correct.
That's really good stuff, Tuscan bread soup. I've had that.
Oh, man. The tortellini is awesome with the pumpkin and the butter and sage. Mm.
Thanks for being out sick today, George.
Sucker.
What? Wow.
That's amazing.
What word did you just say?
Sucker.
Oh, sucker. I thought you said something that sounds similar. So we got just about 5-6 minutes before we sell us certificates.
The Tuscan bread is awesome. The bread soup.
Mm-hmm. Told you.
Ribollita. Awesome.
Let's see. Oh, speaking of that, how come I got two of these? This is from Rob. An excellent docudrama you must see is American Drug War, The Last White Hope. That's what the other guy said. It shows what a fraud Bill Bennett is and how they railroaded Tommy Chong. I think they should show it in every school, but it'll never happen. Oh, this is a carbon copy. It's the same thing the guy sent twice. Thanks for your time. I love the show just the way it is. Good luck at Woodbine Thursday. See, he changed the line in there. About it. You liked it better the way it was, but I love it just the way it is. And good luck at Woodbine today. I'll be going at 2 o'clock. My terrorist cabbie will be picking me up right at 2 o'clock. I'll be on my way.
Is it still snowing there?
No, it is not. Do you think it was still snowing? I'd be going?
Maybe.
You just don't know him, man. No, there's still a little bit of snow on the sidewalks and stuff, but by now... No, I didn't go. Yesterday, I walked outside once. I went and I got some soda, and I went and I got some lunch, and then I came back, and that was it. That's the only time I ventured out. And luckily, in my building, there has a zillion of the maintenance staff out there shoveling yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Well, we had a foot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give a crap. You're busy stuffing your face, okay?
Absolutely.
You've learned well, even though you do work for Joe Bell. The free food is where it's at.
Oh, yeah. Especially when it's this good.
Mm-hmm. So let's put the certificates on sale right now because it is 4 minutes till noon, or in 4 minutes anyway.
This is Mark Morgan. It's the 12 to 1 hour on QAM.
Well, I never thought I'd find the kind of ride that I'd be tooling around in today. Now it's a classy set of wheels fixed up the way a brother would like it. Now if they clean and shiny and the trim is gold anodized under my seat, I got a can of liquid cherry, yo. Aw, baby. Coconut, granada, cherry, chariot, bee, baby blue. Aw, baby. Shiny little velvet, little smelly machine. Took the suspension out, so I bounced down the road in a Pimp Daddy Super Highway. Now if they're hard to stop, no big deal, someday I'll get around to fixing the brakes. A 1979 Mom-Mom Catalina, she's sure looking fine, now it's my baby Cadillac. Aw, baby. Coconut, Granada, Cherry, Chariot, me, baby, please. Aw, baby. Shiny little, velvet little, smelly machine. Yo.
Sold out, unofficial. Less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. These scallops are amazing.
All right. You fail.
I got my windows down on a hot summer day, 'cause the AC don't work no way. Sweaty, fresh velour seat starts to smell and gets the dusty working overtime. And on my backseat you'll find a shiny crown that smells like lilacs. My carpet shiny too, 'cause I've been washing it with Armor-All. Aw, baby. Coconut, Granada, Cherry, Cherry, baby, baby. Aw, baby. Microscopic wheels going over speed bumps ain't too smooth. Aw, baby. Fresh velour interior, be fancy to me, baby blue. Aw, baby.
So the bee sends me a picture of Flea with his mouth full.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. These scallops, they have these big scallops that they serve over a
I love
sweet
scallops.
Potato with mm-hmm. a pine nut pesto on top. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, the certificates are all sold unofficially. We'll have to, I'll have to check back on. Or you can check back on, or you're not doing anything but eating anyway.
That's true. I still got sold out.
I beg your pardon?
I still got zero remaining.
No, but it's, you don't even know how you do it.
No.
You have to go to where it says past deals.
Oh, I got you.
Huh?
I got you.
And when it's listed in there as a past deal, and since this is the first time we've had eCorsini on, it should be pretty easy to figure it out. It takes a couple minutes.
Yeah.
Those things sold out, and I'm ecstatic because Like you're saying, the food is spectacular. It's a good location. And it's not a place that most people have heard of, I'm sure.
Well, it's only been open since December.
Right.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
It's a brand new place. And the reason I say I'm ecstatic is that usually when we have a new place on, like, well, we don't know, we don't know. You know, if it's one of the oldies but goodies.
Are you a Moose fan?
Oh, I love mousse.
They have a spiced chocolate mousse that's out of
not
this world.
Not as much as Sarah Palin loves mousse, but I'm a real moussey man. They have a what?
A spiced chocolate mousse, which is amazing.
I'll be damned. I saw that on the menu.
The flavor explodes in your mouth.
I got a great line for that, but I'm not going to use it. I'm not what?
The spice is good.
Mm-hmm. It looked in that picture like you were having a pretty good time.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, George.
So thanks to E. Corsini for bringing in a real feast. Now, speaking of the beast and the feast, did he come in and steal some of the food?
He tried, but we kind of blocked him out.
Good.
Clarence got some, though.
Oh! I have one thing to say to you.
You fairy!
Clarence came in again,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't even recognize that this show is on the air.
Well, he does on Thursdays.
Yeah, that's right, when the free food is there. What a chaser, man. You're a chaser, Clarence. What did he take?
He ate some of the tartare, I think. He also had some of the ravioli. He took some scallop, and then they have... It's a wild boar on pasta.
Oh, my God.
What's that called? Papadelle?
Papadelle?
With wild boar. Papadelle with wild boar.
Yeah.
Really good.
That's the pasta.
Yes.
They brought it from Papa's Deli?
But the killer is the scallops.
I love scallops. One of my favorite foods in the world.
With pesto, too?
Rich says, funny you guys are talking about Burns. I'm leaving for the Super Bowl in Tampa in a few minutes, and my friends and I have 8 o'clock dinner reservations at Burns. The onion soup will most definitely be on my agenda. Good choice.
I also recommend the mac and cheese as a side.
Really?
Oh, God, it's amazing.
As for Bluebell ice cream, I've had it when I was out west a few times, and it was okay. Their packaging looks exactly like Edie's, and I've always assumed they were an offshoot of Edie's. Well, they're not, and I sure hope they don't taste like Edie's. To me, Edie's is like industrial strength, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Edie's ice cream?
No, not really.
The funny part of it is that Edie's used to bring us in free ice cream. I think it was at IOD. The local distributor was a big fan. He'd bring in the ice cream. And I don't know if I used to knock it then, because when somebody brings you something for free, you don't want to knock it. But by the same token, I don't like it. It's industrial strength. In these gigantic tubs, you know, like for pigs, even I can't finish off those tubs. I mean, I can do a half gallon any day of the week. Nuke it, moosh it up a little bit. That's the only thing I like mooshy is ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Nuke it. Make it nice and soft. And then that way you can almost eat it with a straw. Oh, there is the Blago.
Would it be nice to have them here so they can tell the truth and tell you under oath what they know? I want to be able to bring in witnesses from Rahm Emanuel, the president's chief of staff, to Senator Dick Durbin, to Senator Harry Reid and Bob Menendez, to every single person connected with any conversation I may have had in relation to picking a United States senator. Unfortunately, these rules have prevented me from being able to do that. And in spite of efforts to try to get you to give me that chance to do it, it didn't work. So I went to the people, talked to as many people as I possibly could. And I was over and over repeating to them, just give me a chance to be able to let the truth come out. So sooner rather than later, I can show you I've done nothing wrong. So sooner rather than later, I can clear my name and we can put this behind us and get on with working to do things for people. Get on with the business.
This is a crazy person. And the media loves him, man. They love him.
And made that case to them. They were mostly sympathetic. They understood my position. They said, of course you're entitled to a fair trial. Every American citizen is. Of course you're entitled to bring witnesses in.
Do you want to hear any more of his rambling, his incoherent crap?
No, he's crazy.
He's a crazy person. Let's put him on 2-4. Get a 90 share easy. Marty says, went to a Habs Cats game with my visiting brother around St. Pat's Day a couple of years ago. The seats they sold us were with a group of frogs. The guy behind us was blabbering away in French and had really bad breath. Oh, yeah, that's the frogs, all right. The old guy in front of us kept cutting cabbage farts. The old couple in front of us kept cutting cabbage farts. Maybe they were from Cabbage Town. Needless to say, we got the hell out of there and sat elsewhere. Don't sit with the frogs at tonight's game, says Marty. Panthers and the Frogs, the Montreal Canadiens, 7 o'clock tonight at the Mac Arena. The Frogs. Panthers are on fire, man. They're doing it. They're in a playoff spot. I think this is the, I could be wrong, but this is the latest in the season they've been in a playoff spot in a very long time, in years.
Yep.
Years. Since back in the Pavel Bure, Ray Whitney days, Scott Mellenby days. And I watched a little bit of that Flyer game the other night. They're looking good.
Yeah, they were physical.
Oh, and this thing is vibrating. I think I'm going to pull the label off the disc because it's driving me up the wall. That's never happened before. All the discs that Chicken Eck has sent me, and this, the label is... Oh, and this is one time when I wish I had fingernails, but I don't. And you want to know why I don't have fingernails?
Yes.
Because I choose them. You don't chew your fingernails? You don't bite them?
Sometimes.
One of the worst things that you do to yourself is when you bite fingernails and you bite them, you rip them off and they're like, it bleeds. You know what I mean? They're like, you rip them too close to the skin.
Yeah, that hurts.
Oh, boy. I've done that more than once. Now I forget where the hell I had this thing. Oh, there it is. And it's not making any vibrating sounds. I ripped half the label off. Nice going, Chicken Neck. So what's you never heard any more from Cordes, huh? Other than he just put the stories up and then vanished, went back to sleep?
Probably went back
to sleep. I'm sleeping. Maybe he's kin to a Paco, you know? I'm sleeping. Party all night, sleep all day. Matt, who's obsessive in Grand Haven, Michigan. Well, you know, if you lived there, you'd find a hobby. Am I going to go 2 for 2 with the soup pool idea? Listeners can add more on there, obviously. I work third shift and do baking and soups for breakfast lunch place in Grand Haven, Michigan. Insert, I have no life.
I have no life.
Okay. Well, thanks, Matt. Yeah, you're going to be 2 for 2. We're sure going to use that one. Don't you like that poll? What's your favorite soup?
Yes.
I mean, I bet you Footy would have put that on for a couple of months.
At least a couple of months.
Oh, at least, yeah. Where's the best burger joint in Florida? And he would have it on there for like 6 weeks. Yeah, I mean, what? Oh, the story. I never heard him do a talk show. In fact, I never heard him on the air, period.
You never were listening to Y100 back in
the
day?
No, I was not. Not in the right demographic, no.
I don't blame
you. What? Footy. Everybody who ever sat down in front of a microphone thinks that they're a talk show host. Every DJ.
Well, the worst is when they got rid of Kenny, because it was Kenny and Footy. Then they got rid of Kenny, and it was Footy and the Chicks at 6. It was an abortion.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Hmm. Was it as bad as the Jimmy Syphilis show? Now, have you ever heard Jimmy Syphilis doing his right-wing rant on IOD?
Yes, I have.
And?
It's a great cure for insomnia.
Really?
It's horrible. I don't know what's worse. I don't know what's worse, his morning show or his play-by-play.
Oh, the play-by-play, man. Oh, and he gives the ball to number 83, and oh, I don't know who's got it. Oh, geez, he's running like a son of a bitch. Oh, geez.
I think once he said first down on the 52-yard line.
Yes, we had an email on that the other day. Dolphins have the ball first and 10 on the 52-yard line. Well, he's under a lot of pressure, you know, because he's incompetent.
So. Yeah, and then he screamed one time, touchdown for the other team.
Yeah.
True words. Terrible.
For the other team?
Yeah.
Without naming the team? Well, maybe he didn't know who the other team was. That was Mo's problem. Mo always thought it was the Jets playing the Jets. Mike says, I've always enjoyed your show. Still do. This past week with Flea has been great. Hasn't been a whole week. It's just been 2 days. It seems, I'm sure, for you like a whole week. Perhaps George wouldn't be ill so often if he stopped assaulting his immune system with illegal narcotics. Please, Neil, keep Flea. Dump the druggies, says Mike. Oh, that's bad.
Yeah,
that makes it sound like you're after George's job.
And I'm not.
No, because you can't afford to take the pay cut. And when you keep telling me that George is making more money than you are,
mm-hmm.
Is that a true story?
Absolutely true.
That's embarrassing. Who makes more, you or Cordes?
I don't know. Probably me.
Oh, that's good. That's good news.
God. The hottest show on earth is back as contestants from around the USA battle to become the next American Billy Idol.
I'm all out of hope. One more battle.
somebody please kill me? That was truly horrible.
Billy Idol, I'm not American.
Shoot him down, turn around and come on moaning.
But someone will be crowned the next American Billy Idol.
1219 at 560 WQM. We got 10 certificates came back, which means that some people were trying to use their Jay Byron's credit cards to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So we got 10 for E. Corsini. See how you got to keep on these things?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, clearing your throat again with that mucus and pucus. Yeah, that's right, that's me. Oh, now we got 12. So who the hell knows what kind of hijinks and low... Oh, now we got 7. You know when it changes like that in fives, that means that somebody's potchking around with it. So we got 7. Anyway, if you got shout out on these certificates, there still are some on there.
I recommend it. Very good.
And Flea says it was just fabuloso. Sounded good. And the picture that the bee sent me of you eating it, just shoving it down your puss.
Yep.
With a very enthusiastic look.
I was hungry.
Andrew says, hey, Uncle Neil, I know you're going to rip this email and me on the air, but your show has improved vastly over the past several days. Vastly. Woo! You deny it, but you go through phases where you come across on the air as very negative for extended periods of time, days, even weeks. Very negative. That's me. I'm a miserable old bastard. I don't know if it's Flea or the fact that George always agrees with you when you say you're not in a bad mood, which I can understand. After all, you're his source for funds. Now, what does that mean? I'm his source for funds, George. I don't pay George.
Yeah, his check comes from Beasley Broadcasting.
But your show is back to as normal as it can be since Joyce arrived. Well, thank God for that. Once in a while, take a breath and listen to your real fans and listeners. Oh, yeah, listen to these crazy people. If everyone and their uncle is telling you that you're a grouch, take a moment to consider that we might actually be correct. I don't think that the most people are saying that I'm a grouch. Most of them are just saying, bah, bah. Thanks for hearing me out, says Andrew. Well, thanks, Andrew, whatever you say. I'm glad that I'm come back to as normal as I can be. And not as grouchy as can be. I should be. I had 2 bad days in a row at Woodbine. But then you can't let... Oh, now we got 13 left, it says here. Yeah, yep. Somebody's diddling around with these. I just had a feeling the way they went so fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I could be, you know, a little paranoid, whatever, or maybe I'm getting grouchy again. 13 left for Ree Corsini. So if you want to keep your eye on it, go ahead. Or maybe I'll check back on it later on.
I'll watch it for you.
Keep your eye on it.
Oh, it's
the least
it.
You can do after sucking down all that free food. There's Blago is still going on.
And mothers with small children.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I like when he compares himself to Gandhi and...
Right, that's right.
He's nuts.
Jesus, Moses, Solomon, Abraham Solomon. 376 votes on the poll. Who should be the host on 560 WQM from 2 to 4 p.m.? Why don't we put on... Well, WTF is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Not as well as you're doing.
Well.
George, 92. Suds Coleman, 74. Flea, 54. You're a respectable turd, man. You're like Iger. A respectable turd. WTF, 39. Mo Howard David at 38. Curtis, 34. The Big O, he's doing the show and he's only got 20 votes. Maybe that's why he's got that 1-1. He's in Tampa today for the Super Bowl and so is Mad Dog. Now, what about Dolphin tonight? Did we send them? Oh, yeah, it's at the Super Bowl. It says that was last night. It doesn't say so on the schedule, though, tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm sure that Bo Camper is still over there. We can only hope.
Probably for Channel 4.
You mean CBS 4?
No, I went Channel 4.
Good. That whole thing with NBC 6 and CBS 4, it's gratuitously stupid.
Yeah, I like to watch ESPN 34.
That's it.
Wait, what?
Like with me, I like to watch HPI 420 on my digital cable. Horse Player Interactive. Let's see who's racing right now.
Arpamol will have to come around heels. Young Miss.
This is from Dubai.
Age of Reason and Tedder off and gone. 200 meters left to go, and Age of Reason race 3 in front. Love Galore got the second. Young Mick is battling on. Arpamol is late. It's too late, and it's Age of Reason.
It's too late. in Dubai. Geldy's got 16 votes. Adam Cooperstein's got 5. And poor Jesse Agler is still last place with 4 votes. I don't get it. Sometimes I think that I don't want to get grouchy again because then I'll get another Andrew email. Oh, here's one that said from You're My Bitch, who's a big George fan. Hope you feel better soon, George. Flea has filled in great. How about Neil Rogers from 10 to 11 a.m. because I'm not listening anyway, and Spick and Flea from 11 to 3 because I'm switching to LeBastard to 3. Great job, Flea. And then it goes, bah, 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 like that. See, when you get like that much input that's that sour and hostile, even though we know most of it's coming from across the street, how, are you going to be a little grouchy maybe when most of the input you get is, bah, bah? Of course you are. But at 2 o'clock, I put on my clothes. In fact, during this next break, I'm going to put on my pantaloonies and my shirt. And then maybe like around 1 o'clock, put on my chews and get all ready for a Woodbine. 2 o'clock. That's with a B, by the way. There is no V in Woodbine. Can I speak? I mean, don't I articulate fairly well? I've been doing this 100 years.
Yeah.
Woodbine. Do you have any trouble understanding how you spell that?
No.
Oh, Tampa Bay Downs. I love that guy. He must be related to the You're My Bitch guy.
The last start was made in 15,000 at Churchill. Changing venue, changing price tag.
Don't forget to get on our QAM.com and register for the Pick the Pony deal. That's for tomorrow. Now, have we decided how we're going to do that since Cordis is over there getting stoned and laid in Tampa?
I'll get a name from him.
Yeah, get a name. Get a contestant. Because I got the entries for tomorrow. I got the racing form from Steve Sloan, your good close personal friend Steve, who thinks that I know something. You know, I mean, I haven't bet on thoroughbreds in years. I did make that one bet on the first time starter at Woodbine about 2 years ago. Paid $32. First time starter. I just watched the odds board and saw it get a lot of suspicious early action. Then went up to 15-1 and won by open lengths. How do you like that? Of course, one thing about gamblers, we always remember when we cash and try to like forget the bad days. Forget that when the horse is finishing up the track. Oh, here he comes right now. Well, don't tell me they're starting this race at 10.
Grazed, the track condition is fast, the turf course firm, the portable rail is at 12 feet.
Spastic. Would you agree that's a good way to describe this guy? Spastic.
Yes.
Yes, you would. Well, it's Tampa, though. It's your town.
Yeah, he's still bad.
I didn't say he was bad. I just said he's spastic.
Two more to go in.
Little melodramatic. I mean, every race is not the Kentucky Derby or the Breeders' Cup. I'm getting a cup of Vatic just waiting for this.
They wrap the post.
There we go. They're all in. All set. And away they go. Come on, here we go.
And they're off. My Bellman, reaching up for the early lead, Wunschen, advancing toward the rail, as well as Regal Riches. Up on the outside, Indignious Riller in the last hurts away.
The best talent.
This is Neil Rogers.
Take off those checkered pants.
I can't get over with that viewing set today. He's got a lot of noise to talk about me that way. I don't give a crap what that fairy has to say. If he wants to smoke pink cigars, then let him. Why, I'll have you know, I know what I'm talking about. Every morning at the condo, I take the elevator down, and on my way to the car, when I pull my folding basket out, I grab a free condo paper. The toys are back in town.
The toys are back in town.
The toys. The boys are back in town. I know everything that's going on in the news. Why, I even know all the new Mahjong rules. I'm hip to the jive, daddy-o.
Too bad you're going back tonight. It's a better show and I take your place. I know I ain't no Ed Toiley, but when they drop, my voice will change.
Your little smoothie? The bird. The bird. The bird. The bird. The bird.
Ha 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 ha
1232 at 560 WQAM. So we got 34 certificates left. We had a whole bunch of bogus crap going on there.
Yep.
Which doesn't surprise me because we got a lot of game players out there. A lot of people like to play games. So that's good news for people that thought they got shut out for Ricorsini. There's 34 still on there. If you want to keep your eye on it, fine. If not, we'll just see tomorrow how well we did. Because I don't think George is going to be back tomorrow.
You don't think so?
Well, if he didn't come back for the great gourmet free food today, you think he's going to come back tomorrow? He doesn't have a Gulfstream appearance tomorrow, so he's not going to make like any extra cash tomorrow. That's he has true. No incentive to show up.
Nope.
Mark says, like the show, I've been listening for about 6 months here in Valdosta, Georgia.
Wow.
We Yahoos listen too. Just wanted to say hi and let you know that this guy producer you got on today sounds pretty good on your show. Who is he? Can't keep up with the names and all the nicknames you give these people. Your regular guy. A guy, Ron, that I work with and moved up here from Allendale, turned me on to the show. Neil, never retire, please, says Mark. Okay, thanks, Mark. Flea is with us today. Flea. Lee Feldman, better known as Flea. Lee Feldman Schwartzberg. Now, how did you manage to stick around? I mean, I think you're one of the only, you and I are the only Jews left.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Clarence. Well, Clarence, we know, has got naked pictures of Joyce and the billy goat.
Ooh.
What?
That's a bad visual.
Well, sorry, I never saw Joyce.
Who's on top in that picture anyway?
Billy.
Things, but didn't say I was involved in it. How can those things be shown to be anything but what they are, but not wrongdoing? It's not evidence of any wrongdoing. In fact, there is no evidence before your body here that shows, no evidence, zero, that there was any wrongdoing by me as governor.
Yep. Wow. Sean says, this is Paul Sean from Hollywood. Again, the pervasive nature of the Neil Rogers show is encroaching on my professional life. I've only been on my new job for 2 days. I was walking past my boss's secretary's office just as he was picking up an incoming phone call. I heard her say, hello, this is Debbie. I guess I better, for effect.
This is Debbie.
Hello, this is Debbie. On reflex, I choked out a loud guffaw that echoed through the hallway. Guffaw! My coworkers glared at me aghast. Needless to say, I slunk back into my office, hid under my desk, and didn't come out until everybody else went home. Thanks a lot, Buffalo Bill, says Sean. That's kind of cute, marginally amusing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how you're doing on the poll. Ordinarily, I don't pay that much attention to the poll like I used to. Oh, all he does is read the poll results a million times a show. Too bad. 401 votes on there. It's not too shabby. West in Lakeland, before I get to the poll results, says, was David Paul the guy with a cartoon character voice who had a show on WSB? Yes, where Phil Henry worked, too, that was carried on WSUN. That's correct. He used to play Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
As I recall. Did WID run a show, too? God forbid. No. Neil reruns were better than all that. Well, maybe not, says West in Lakeland. Maybe not. I don't know what that means, West, but whatever. 401 votes. Who should be the host on WQM from 2 to 4 p.m.? George, 96. Suds Coleman, 77. Flea, 62. You're a respectable turd.
All right.
WTF, 42. Mo Howard, David, did it at 40. Been there, done that. Captain Curtis, 36. The Big O, 21. Steve Geldy Geldstein, 18. Adam Cooperstein, 5. And poor Jesse Agler, man, he's going to develop a complex. He still only got 4 votes. Now, why do you think that is? Do you think that most people don't know who he is?
Could be.
I mean, he's on 5 to 6 in the morning before Joe Rose. QAM early edition with Jesse.
Yep.
Early edition. Now, he doesn't have any paid guests on there, does he? Oh, and I mentioned it to you off the air. You are absolutely correct. And this year they've started. Is this the first year they're doing this where each interviewee has to have his own sponsor?
No, I remember it from last year.
On the NFL Network last night, I was channel surfing, and I stopped long enough to see some dumb jock talking about the Super Bowl game. And then the host, some other dumb jock, led him down the garden path into a thing about Subway. Oh, well, I've lost 84 pounds, and I know you love Subway. And he went into like a 10-minute spot for Subway.
Yeah, Joe had Jim Kelly on today, which was fine until the end. They had like a 2-minute commercial for KFC.
Oh, my God. What is this all about? The Ultimate Whoring of the Universe by the Jocks. It's not bad enough they've taken over the whole damn broadcast industry. Now they've taken over all the commercials, too. Even Drew Rosenhaus, Dean Kranz, even he's got a spot when he comes on and drives the audience away on the Joe Rose Show, like I'm sure he did this morning. I heard a little bit of that.
Yeah, he was
kind of mentally tuned it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my clients, they're all the best guys. Blah, 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 blah. They're the best players. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, great. Like Plaxico.
Yeah, Plaxico, a burn ass. How's he doing?
Still shot.
Joe says, hi, Neil. Often hear you say that nobody reads anymore. I love reading books. Have a lot of friends who love to read. Think you would enjoy Bangkok 8 by John Burdett. I live in Alamorada. I've been listening to you since the Bird days. You have a lot of fans in the Keys in spite of Joyce. Thanks for the years of great entertainment. P.S. One pill looks like Wilma. Too bad George is out here today. He would have enjoyed that. One pill looks like Wilma. And one pill looks like Joyce. So anyway, you were about to tell me what Joyce looks like, and then you thought better of it?
She's not attractive.
Like donkey face, like that?
A little bit.
Horse face? Now, how old would you say a bitch she is?
Close to 50?
Yeah.
Around there?
45 to 55-ish in that neck of the woods?
Yeah, and she's in good shape. I mean, she's thin.
She's in good shape?
Yeah.
That's the really bad news.
Biggest name.
The best talent.
This is Neil Rogers.
Today on TMZ.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived for her first day on the job. She told the people who lined up to greet her.
Well, I am absolutely honored and thrilled to be here with you. And I will do all that I can in my robust development. So I take this off.
No.
Let's get to work. We'll have some ups and some downs. There is nothing that I welcome more than a good card in my box.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, 1244 at 560. Good thing there were a couple of in there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Steve says, have you noticed how much Blago sounds like Jimmy Cagney? I guess with him coming from Gangster Town, it shouldn't be surprising. Really enjoying you and Flea interacting, says Steve. Boy, you're sure getting like a lot of love from the audience.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is. Because the audience is usually hostile. Bah! Bah! Like that. Hostile. 421 votes, and you're a solid third place. Beyond George and Suds. Suds is not going to be working, okay? Suds is not going to be 2-2-4. I can just guarantee you that. Maybe he would like to if they would pay him, but, you know. Now, you're going to do it if they choose you, but not for any additional money, right?
I'm sure there would be no additional money.
Are you getting paid extra, like, to fill in for Georgie's 2 days?
No, nope. I got fed.
That's true. You got a free meal from E. Corsini. I think there still are 34 certificates left. I do believe. See, I'm glad that I was skeptical about that in the first place because I watched the way they, like, you know, and it's a really good restaurant from what you're telling me, and the food is really sensational and a good location and yada, yada, yada. But it's not one of those tried and true regulars, you know, that everybody knows and et cetera. And so I was a little bit skeptical, like when all of a sudden there was like down to 8 and then 2 and then 0, like within less than 2 minutes. And then all of a sudden, oh, surprise, there's 10 back. Oh, surprise, there's 13 back. Oh, surprise, there's 35 back. Game players out there, boy, I would... Don't get grouchy again. We don't want you to be an old grump, Neil. Matt says, plus the stuff that the jocks are pushing is pretty ridiculous. Like Shannon Sharp talking yesterday was pushing chunky soup for homeless or starving people. These guys are multimillionaires and they have to sell out like this. And you're right. The way the host has to steer the interview to the product is so lame. Consider sports interviews unlistenable at this point. Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why people would put up with it. Not that they've got a choice. I mean, if they want, you know, if they care about that crap, they're going to watch it anyway. But, oh, every jock has got to have his own sponsor and do a thing for Subway and for Chunky Soup and Up Chunky this and some stupid vitamin thing. That Matt Hasselback, remember that? Was that yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Matt's right. The host steers them in. First they ask a few gratuitous, stupid questions about the game. and meaningless questions about, you know, how are you doing with the ladies or whatever they ask. And then, oh, and by the way, you have something you want to talk to us about. Yeah, about, oh, yeah. God.
Degree deodorant. KFC, Subway.
Deodorant?
Yeah, degree deodorant was one of them.
And who was talking about that?
I think that was Chad Johnson.
Chad puts deodorant on his Johnson?
I think he does, or he should.
Thomas Nick says, insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, said Albert Einstein. Stupidity, listening to a radio show you don't like and then emailing it to complain why you don't like it, says Nick. To all of the bah complainers, change the station with several exclamation points. Hearing all you morons constantly kvetch is freaking ponderous. I hate Y100, but I don't call them to complain. I just simply don't listen to it. You have no lives, says Nick.
I have no life.
No kidding. A lot of lifeless a-holes out there, Nick. Oh, and here was one for the previous poll. What a shame. How about Michael Phelps for the poll, says Paul in the Cuse. That would have been a good one for the weirdest-looking dude.
Yeah, he's goofy.
He is strange. Strange. Not from this planet. Not from this species. How are we doing on the certificates? Did you look?
Yeah, we were at 34.
Still got 34. What do you mean we're at 34?
Still have 34.
You don't have to sound... I mean, I know you like the food, but my God. The guy who plays Buffalo Bill should be hosting the 2 to 4 hour. Love your show, says Nikki. Thanks, Nikki. Oh, here's fake Ricky Roma back again. Sorry to hear George is sick, but Flea is a nice addition to the show. However, if he really wants to win over the audience, he needs to talk with his mouth full of food. He already did that. Already been there. Listen more closely, Ricky. Now, here's a good email. This is one of the best. From Richard to undisclosed recipients, good read. And there's nothing there. There's not a link. There's not an attachment. Oh, no, there is. There's a big blank space. The ugly truth, America's economy is not coming back. This looks really uplifting, and it goes on and on. Yeah, that sounds very uplifting. Good read. You read it. Steve in Jersey says, liking the Flea also interacts and contributes on conversations with you. Actually, sounds like he's listening to the program. With George sick, or more likely resting up for roller rink night, I'd like to recommend Flea for the all-time spots other than yours. All the time spots. The lathering and licking by the QM jock sniffers, i.e. the Joe Rose promo on the stream, drooling on the phone, and with the ever-smarmy Jim Nance, is puke-inducing. And the sound bites of fellow sniffers, Mad Dog, Big O, etc., point only to one guy to save the rest of the QM day. Lee Feldman, says Stephen, New Jersey. You're going to be on all Flea all day except 10 to 2. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I rest my case. That chuckle that you just let out, if that wasn't the chic, one moment, please. I'll get to it. Here. That was you.
It's pretty close.
The Sheik. Sheik Lee. Well, you're sure getting a lot of reaction, I'll tell you that. Oh, here's the Charlie B. email. Very upset. Why the F did you rip me for today's poll about critiques on the air? That wasn't my poll, you old fart. Geez, take your geritol extra strength for improved memory and get your poll guy straight. I hate it when you mistakenly credit me for other people's polls, both the bad and the good. By the way, the new poll about strangest-looking person is not mine. No, it was Sean from Hollywood, I think. But a brilliant poll nonetheless. I only wish I'd thought of it.
And I think so, I heard a burp, too, if that guy's keeping track.
A burp from whom?
You.
Oh.
Slight one, right? Yeah, that's
so please don't shortchange whoever submitted by giving me credit for it on tomorrow's show, okay? Okay. Oh, now Charlie B's giving me directives. Also, I love it when my polls spark conversation, like the Nightmare Show the other day. And what's really great is when it sparks topical and interesting feedback from other listeners. That was great listening and a great show. And a great poll, too, Charlie B., if you do say so yourself. And, boy, it's about time. Also, I'm sending an email to Joyce to let her know it's 2009 in the Obama era and a new team at the FCC, so she and the Beasleys need to get with the times and change. Oh, yeah, Charlie, hold your breath. You might want to pass on her email address to other listeners who might be so inclined to vent. I don't think so. Talk about a magnificent waste of time. She is, what was the line in Network where they were talking about getting Howard Beale off the air? And he said, Mr. Jensen wants Howard Beale kept on the air. And he's, are you sure, positive? He is intractable and adamantine. That was Robert Duvall's line. Remember that?
Great movie.
It's a spectacular movie. I'm glad somebody else likes it beside me. A movie that everyone should be forced to watch.
I'm as mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh!
Charlie B. says, hopefully with an email overload in her box, we can inveigh upon Fitch the Bitch to at least bring back the fart sounds and much other stuff returned to the airwaves. Couldn't hurt to try. Oh, you're dreaming, Charlie. You are dreaming. I mean, I guess you've got a lot of time, you know, spare time to waste. Oh, you got to send an email to Joyce, Bubba. Yeah, maybe Bubba can do that. Maybe Bubba can inveigh on Bruce Beasley. Isn't that what he was saying? He was got to get to talk to Bruce Beasley about that lawyer bitch?
I will bet you that Bubba is off that station by the end of the year.
Well, see, if he were smart in the first place, why would he jeopardize? I was thinking about this last night. Why would he jeopardize all the other stations on his little, you know, self-made network by going on a Beasley station and having to follow her directives? It's not like he can just, you know, do a different show for Beasley and then a different one for all the other stations he's on.
Right.
So what he's doing by going on a Beasley station is allowing Joyce to water down his show, much like she's done to this one. Exactly like she's done to this one, only in his case, maybe more, I don't know, because I never heard his show.
It's no. Definitely more blue than yours.
More blue?
Yeah.
Well, at least it was anyway.
Right.
Bill says, what do you expect from South Florida? Nothing but whiners and a-holes. Bill, you're a little bit too negative even for me. I don't want to be a grumpy old man. Well, what is that in reference to? I mean, that's most of the emails. And how are we doing on the certificates? I'm not going to ask you again. 34.
34.
Well, we sold 16. That's not exactly a tremendous testament to our selling abilities, but it's a new place.
32 now.
32. There you go. You got 32 chances at love with a great meal. Have you ever seen any of those shows on MTV?
I have.
Double shot at love. You got another shot at love.
That could be one of the worst shows on TV.
In history. In history. Not just today. In history. And there's a whole series. There are like about 1,000 of those damn so-called reality shows. And the whole idea is to embarrass and humiliate and degrade most of the people who come on there. Oh, and you're out. You know, you're a very nice person, but you got bad breath and you got a smelly crotch and go away. You're out. And people just sit back, I guess, and they get off on the fact that other people are being rejected. It's kind of like the American Idol thing. It's the same mentality. Watching people attempt to be accepted and yet the overwhelming majority of them get rejected. Isn't that what people want to see? It makes them feel better about themselves, other people being rejected. Oh, no, not you. No more chance at love. And the worst part of it is they got that skanky bitch on that one show, man. Who the hell wants her?
Tia Tequila?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, she's not cute at all.
She's about as hot as an iceberg. She's about as hot as a Goldberg.
Hey, stupid!
No, not that one, necessarily.
That was funny.
She's a little slimmer than the humper.
Yeah, his leg.
What about his leg?
She's thinner than one of his legs.
How do you know? I've never seen Hank's legs now that you come right down to it.
Well,
nor do I have any desire. You sound like the voice of experience.
No.
So what's the story with Ken Malden? Are they actually going to give him some part-time work, or do they just tell that to Hank to pacify him and get him off the phone?
I really don't know. I hope they bring him back. I like Kenny a lot.
Great guy, class act, and your good, close, personal friend. Oh, Jolly Joe. Stabbed him, not just in the back, but through the heart. That some things you can forgive, some things you can overlook. That is unforgivable.
Biggest names.
Oh, can't wait. 101 at 560 WQAM. Nick in Boston says the worst show on TV is Real Housewives of Atlanta. Nick says, longtime listener, Fort Lauderdale resident from 93 to 2006, got smart and moved back here to Boston. Attaboy, Nick. I mean, can you compare Boston to South Florida?
No way.
I mean, God. Can you come? Well, you can't turn the clock back, but when I lived in Boston in the early 60s, it was just, and I was slim, 150 pounds, straight out of my flunking out of Michigan State. And boy, did I have a good time eating there. I mean, ate, and ballooned up to 212 pounds in a year and a half.
Wow.
The fake Greg Budell, who I'm sure is Sonny Fox now, after seeing this. I like your new sidekick. Where did you find him? My new sidekick. You haven't had a good sidekick since the bird. I listen to Neil Rogers so I can hear the word a-hole, Sonny. See, it's Sonny Fox. In fact, Sonny is probably most of the fakes. Now, you don't even know Sonny Fox, do you?
Wasn't he on Kiss Country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Sonny.
And? Oh, the way you said that, boy, kind of dismissive.
No, I mean, I don't never listen to his show. I don't know him that well, but I know who he is.
Yeah. The word loser come to mind? Always sounds incoherent. Always sounds just plastered. I'm not saying that he is, but he just sounds like it. And, boy, I don't know what happened with him and his former sidekick, Ron Hersey, speaking of sidekicks. But, boy, did they ever have some falling out or what? I mean, they were on the air together for a long time, back on She and wherever the hell else they were on. And then all of a sudden, a hatred like you wouldn't believe. And then we wound up with Ron Hersey halfway on this station on the morning show. Oh.
Didn't they have Cox on the radio as well over there?
Oh, over where?
At Kiss Country?
Oh, yeah. And then he died.
Oh.
I think they put him in the ground. This company, man, they'll kill you. They will absolutely freaking kill you. You know, Matt, I don't want to say that, you know, I mean, just like with Brandon. Now, Brandon's a longtime friend, and, you know, but Brandon sent one or two messages earlier, and then he went back to work. But this Matt guy with the polls, you know, the guy in Michigan, on and on and on and on. Although he does have a very good point. He says, I remember you saying long ago the only reason to turn on MTV was to watch good-looking people. What happened to that concept? The show Rock of Love has the worst-looking women, using that term lightly, and Bret Michaels is dog bounty hunter ugly. Yeah, they're all, that's the whole deal now. They put on the ugliest people they can find.
That's VH1, though.
What?
That's VH1, Rock of Love.
Well, regardless, the MTV shows are the same thing. I told you the other day about the gay show they've got, the gay dating show. Oh, my God, bunch of screaming, mincing, grotesque, I mean, not that TV puts on stereotypes, you understand.
No.
No. Oh, did you send me something?
No, I did not.
Must be an ad fax. So it is. Unleash the power within Tony Robbins. And there he is with his 420 teeth. Boy. Talk about much ado about nothing. Tony Robbins. The power of Tony Robbins. He goes around and tells people how to make money. Just be like him, he says. Just be like me. Go around and charge people for crap. Stop the madness, it says. George is the Schmidt. He could never be replaced. Flea and Josh sound exactly the same. Lame with no brains. See, all the love just suddenly came to a halt.
Just like that.
Well, I mean, no. You know you've made it when they start ripping you an ass. When they're all kissing your ass, that's not good. Right?
Yep.
Frank says, hey, Neil, I don't know if I can take another person I look up to dying because of ice. Don't pull. Oh, he's talking about the weather here yesterday. I only went out once. And believe me, it wasn't a pleasure. Just walking across the street was a chore. Don't pull an Atkins on us just because you don't want to shell out a few bucks for snow tires. Did I drive across the street? I don't think so. I was just listening to Celia Cruz. And remember when you played that song clip, Esa Negrita que va caminando? And the Celia Cruz bit. That was hilarious. Was it really? Did you think it was hilarious?
She was a community icon. In a community.
Where the hell is it? Oh, here it is.
Esa negrita que va caminando. Esa negrita tiene su tumbao. Y cuando la gente la va mirando, ella baila de lado. Bien apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao.
Azúcar.
Azúcar. Sweet. Neil God, keep up the great work. We need you around for a few years. Take care of yourself, says Frank. P.S. Mekago and Joyce. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
And I'm sure it's something dirty, but nevertheless, it's in Espanol. And if the Spanish language stations can say stuff dirty in Spanish, then so the hell can we? I don't know what that means. I would have to ask the sleeping beauty upstairs. I'm sleeping. No, actually, he's not sleeping. It's only 1:06 and he's awake already. Isn't that great? Just got a message from Paco. He's awake.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's only 1:06. Party all night, sleep all day. Oh, here was the poll from yesterday, the first one. We had that intermediate one about the strangest-looking person. What would your critique be if Neil allowed it on the air? See, that's Charlie B., what he should have been apologizing for, that business, if I allowed it on the air. No complaints, 344. Too much censorship, too much Joyce, 144. And that came from a standing start. That wasn't on there in the beginning, right?
Right.
And it went zooming up. George, 107. The repeating stream archive commercials, 91. Not enough calls, 79. Like today, no calls, good. Neil's not in Miami, 72. Neil's mailing it in, 44. Too many fake emailers, 34. Too much slot talk, only 18. Got my pantaloons and my shirt on, by the way, now. Getting ready for Woodvine. Eating on the air, 17. Blame Flea for that. I didn't eat nothing today. I don't got no more wieners. And too much food talk, only 7. I just don't understand people that wouldn't like talking about food. That's like people who say, oh, I don't like food, you know. Like the people who say, I don't like ice cream. You believe that? You believe that there are people who really don't like ice cream?
Maybe some, but I find it hard to believe.
Hard to believe, man. Oh, I don't like candy. I don't like candy bars. Get out of here. S. Quinn says, we hope the holiday season was good to you. What ratings does it take to be removed from the air? This is a good email.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I think doesn't do the trick. What ratings does it take to be removed from the air? Seems that 0.1 or even 0.0 month after month means nothing. No changes are made. Same people plugged in here and there. Maybe splitting your show 9 to 11 a.m., then from 1 to 3 p.m. would keep more radios on QAM and could prop up the rest of the daytime. I'm not here to prop up anybody, okay? I've had the monkey on my back for 1,000 years. It's always Neil boosting up, you know, in the middle of the day. All those graphs, you know, with the big finger sticking up in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
A few special night shows will help bring in new and used-to-be listeners, maybe 8 to 9 p.m. on Wednesdays. Oh, yeah, all Neil all day. Forget about that. I'm a doddering old man. I'm hanging on by my fingernails, and I don't got no fingernails. Billy Powell died. We already had Billy Powell. I'm going through leftover stuff from yesterday, but I do have some stuff. You getting all excited about Bluebell ice cream? I'm not. I doubt that we'll have it here. And the last thing I need is any more brands of ice cream. Good thing I never see fish food here. Boy, if I said, now the one thing I do see that I like a little bit is Haagen-Dazs Rocky Road.
Ooh, that's good.
You like Rocky Road?
Yeah.
What I really like is Rocky Road with hot fudge on it.
Now you're talking.
Like in the Eaton Center, they have a Bastard Robbins, and you can get a Rocky Road hot fudge sundae. Oh, baby. Man, that's good. I do like Bastard Robbins a lot. Here's one that says, I, too, escaped from Miami in 2004. I landed in Palm Coast between St. Augustine and Daytona. I still miss a few things about South Florida, but not many. I'm happy about the live streaming your show. You're great, and you made George the most famous Cuban in Hialeah. Keep up the great entertainment, says Oy Shmoy Jew.
Oy!
Shmoy. We got Flea here today. He's our token Jew on the staff. Once they found out Allison was Jewish, boy, that was the end of her.
Yeah, it didn't take long, did it?
Oh, here you go. Hostile. What a shock. You can't come up with one of the 50 states you would like to live in. How about Hawaii? Talk about a miserable old bitter ingrate. You turned your back on Miami after sucking it dry and spit in their face. Of course you'll deny it now, but no doubt by the end of your 5-year contract, you'll be ranting about how Toronto used to be great and now sucks. Actually, probably not last to anywhere near the end of your contract. Oh, yeah. Bah, 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 bah. I'm just wounded. Here's one that says, Joe Bell should think about Flea being your replacement when on vacation. Let George be his board op. Flea is great. When I'm on vacation, Flea flies in. What do you think?
Sure.
Jimmy Dworsky is here today, finally. Neil, also love the movie network. Your show has turned me on to many films, which are now some of my favorites, including Glengarry Glen Ross, City of God, Irreversible. I try turning other people on to these films, but when crap like Beverly Hills Chihuahua and Paul Blart, Mall Cop, go number one at the box office 2 weeks in a row, it's a futile effort to convince anyone to watch anything good. Paul Blart?
Yeah.
Sure, there are plenty of crappy movies that can be guilty pleasures, but it seems like Hollywood has absolutely zero interest or motivation to make anything truly outstanding anymore. Do you recommend any recent movies you've seen? No.
Slumdog Millionaire.
What was it?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Good?
Yeah. Excellent.
P.S. Tell Charlie not to bother emailing Joyce. I'm sure her box is already full. I'm sure of that. Matt, please don't tell me Matt is back again. Okay, last email, no chronic crap. Meant if Neil allowed it, tongue-in-cheek. Oh, so that was not Charlie B's poll. Sorry, Charlie. That's what he was upset about. That was Matt's poll. Which of these would be your complaint if Neil allowed it? Well, Matt's a newcomer, you know. Although already way over the quota for this week, Matt. Give it a rest. Go out, get a search party, and
I have no life.
Find a life. In Michigan, in western Michigan, no less. Ever been in Michigan?
I've driven through it.
Actually, Michigan's okay. I was the Marco Polo of small market radio in Michigan. In Albion, Michigan, Marshall, Michigan, Sturgis, Michigan, Hillsdale, Michigan. And then to the big time, Kalamazoo.
I have some friends in East Lansing.
And, of course, I went to school in East Lansing where we had, I'm trying to think of the Henry's Hamburgers. They got closed down for using horse meat.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then they got opened up again.
And I dated a girl from Sterling Heights.
They had a restaurant, a fast food joint called Satellite Hamburgers in East Lansing. And you can get as many patties as you want. It used to be like, you know, like stupid college kids. We'd have contests. And you get a, you know, you get a burger, a cheeseburger with 12 patties of meat on it. And, of course, who the hell can put their mouth around something like that?
It's a lot of meat to shove in your mouth.
It's a lot of meat to shove in a small mouth.
Name.
He said.
The best talent.
This is Neil Rogers.
Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Howard David's a bitch.
Mo Howard and David is here at WAM. I am here, and you are... Damn it, I can't say it anymore. They took that from me. Thanks in no small part to that midday show guy.
Who, Boca?
Yeah, that's the guy. Whoever the hell that is.
You met him.
I did.
Yes, out in the hallway.
I don't know who it is, but whatever. Let's take some calls, then, shall we? Prestigious Bud Collier City. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Mo.
Yeah, what do you know? What do you say?
When are people going to realize this? This is a sports show and nothing else.
Absolutely.
Nothing exists outside the gay world of sports.
Yeah, and by the way, some. They paid me to ogle and admire men. This here is a show for men. About men. Like smelly bears and chaps.
You stole the pizza?
Huh?
You stole the pizza?
I did not take no pizza.
You stole the pizza?
Don't be ridiculous.
You stole the pizza?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stole the pizza?
I didn't steal no pizza.
Stole the pizza?
No, I did not steal no pizza.
Stole the pizza?
Now see here. I ain't no pie burglar.
Stole the pizza?
I did not steal
the pizza.
I only had one slice. Well, okay. So it was a whole pie. Who cares? Those bums had no power. I was hungry. I sacrificed a lot, too, you know. There was no Dr. Brown's. Just don't taste the same without the Dr. Brown's. That's Brutus. As Admiral once said, good night and kiss my ass.
119 at 560 WQAM. Rob says, you should have come through Climax if you were on the west side of Michigan. Come back anytime. Yours truly. Yeah, I've been in Climax, Michigan. I don't think I've ever been in, but there is a place called Hell, Michigan. You ever hear of Hell, Michigan?
I think I have, actually.
Yeah. Well, if you're from Tampa, you know all about Hell.
Oh, yeah.
Here's some good news for us. Steve in Jupiter says, up here in Jupiter, Florida, and the Cuban radio station on 560 is coming in perfect.
Oh!
All right. Nice going, Fidel. It's really a miracle that we actually have any audience at all. Now, I can't get on the QM website for some strange reason. Can you?
I was on it earlier, yeah.
Well, no, I was earlier. Yeah, I'm not talking about earlier.
Talking about now? I'm on it now.
What?
I'm on the QM website right now.
And?
I don't know. It's working fine. I'm on it.
Well, just a second.
Don't get angry.
One moment, please. Nothing. It's just, it ain't doing nothing. Now, let me see. Maybe my computer's frozen up. You think that's possible?
Possible.
Unlikely.
Try another website.
Now, that's what I'm doing. And now it's all frozen up. Outlook Express is okay. In fact, here's a couple of... Look at this. From George. Neil, I've been working for you for a long time. This is George, who can't even spell his own name right. Oh, my God. How sad. I mean, the fakest of the fake... From George Rodriguez, and yet George somehow can't spell his name. Well, let's just delete that, baby. And why does Ralph continue sending me, this is the fourth try, pictures of a Burger King in Medley, okay? Why do I care about that? Do you think I care about it?
No.
Correct. Oh, yeah, my computer, I think I'm going to have to reboot it. It's all of a sudden messed up. Well, let me see if I can go to the Sun Sentinel. That should be a good test. SunSentinel.com. No. Not going. So I think I'm going to have to reboot my computer.
Reboot it?
What do you think about that?
Do it.
Well, I don't mean like right now. I'm talking about during the break.
Sure, later.
Okay, and I remember the show we had about dreams. Was that yesterday or the day before?
That was the day before.
And you weren't here the day before.
No, it was George.
Oh. Grav, the gravity guy, says, hey, Neil, the subject of dreams is a very interesting one. Did you know that only predators like cats and wolves actually have REM dream sleep? Sheep and antelopes don't dream. In mammals, dreaming occurs even at a very early age. Newborn kittens dream just like human babies. One wonders what they can be dreaming about, having had no life experiences at all to inspire them. Well, how about human babies? What do they dream about? Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Something to put your thinking crap on and really give some deep, penetrating thought to. Oh, the Sun Sentinel just popped up.
Oh, good.
Oh, just what I needed was some technical defugality on my computer. Throughout our long history on this planet, we seem to be losing more and more of our knowledge heritage. By this, I mean we actually seem to have lost much of our human instruction manual, a set of facts that our earlier ancestors seem to have been very aware of, including the significance of dreams. But starting around the time of Christ, with the destruction of the library at Alexandria in Egypt, with its vast collection of ancient knowledge, began the long and protracted Dark Ages of Knowledge. I think you'll find those in the QM Management Office. It seems that Christianity, Judaism, or Islam and true knowledge are mutually exclusive. Their followers have chosen faith and superstition over science. But it wasn't always this way. The ancient Egyptians actually seem to have had a grip on dreams, along with something. All concepts such as the true nature of the human soul and life after death, all of which have been mangled by being filtered through the above-mentioned religions. In Egypt, there was such an occupation as a dream interpreter. There's a reference to it in the Old Testament story of Joseph, who spent time in Egypt. This was a profession leading some to believe that long before Sigmund Freud, people knew what dreaming was really for. Carl Sagan speculated that perhaps dreams are in the mind's way of collating the experiences of the day before assigning them their proper place in the memory storage processes of the brain. Maybe he was onto something. Or maybe he was just on something. Maybe that's why he talked like that. Maybe he was on Doggy Downers, Carl Sagan. Don't you think he spoke a little bit unusually?
Yes.
A little bit strange? He's dead now, right, Carl Sagan?
I think so.
Still dead, yeah. Oh, boy, isn't that cute? Richard Roma trying to be a comedian with an almost dirty joke. Really sad. Really weak, Ricky. By the way, get to work on our website, idiot.
The number one problem facing sport hosts today is getting laid.
I don't know. I want to touch a girl.
Yeah, it's strip joints and whorehouses that maintain confidence in your manlyhood. But when are you going to get some on your own merit without having to lay out expendable cash? Well, now's your chance with Sport Hole Radio's White Men in the Keys contest. Look for the life-size bust of Geldy's head urinal cake, made from the wholesome goodness of genuine urinal cake. While in the urinal, you'll find the URL. Then enter it on your cell. Enter username, vagrant. Password,
the glass.
Then wait for your chance to win.
Wow! Another winner!
White Men in the Keys.
On 560 WQAM.
Oh. All right, 1:30 at 560 WQAM. We got the big O from the Super Bowl in Tampa at 2 o'clock. Doesn't that, like, you know, bring warmth to your mind, the fact that we're broadcasting from Tampa?
Oh, yeah.
Bring back memories of old home week and all your favorite haunts in Tampa?
Yep.
Did you have favorite haunts?
Yeah, there's a lot of places I used to hang out.
Like?
Ybor City I used to go to a lot.
Ybor City in the Columbia restaurant with that great sangria.
Oh, and a great salad, too.
I forgot that.
Yeah, it was good. It is good. Carmine's. Carmine's was the first bar in Ybor City.
Really?
Yep, still there.
Okay, George decided to spell his name correctly.
That's nice.
Well, no, I mean, I don't have a whole bunch of other stuff on here, except the same chronics like Matt Tiesworth. Matt, I'm going to block your ass, okay? You just don't get it. Go away already. And also, Ralph, who keeps sending me these pictures of Burger King. Let me just block his ass. God, stupid. So many stupid people in so little. Oh, there you go, being grumpy and grouchy again, Neil. Blah, 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 blah. Matt, a search party to find a life. My wife heard you say that walking by my office hasn't stopped laughing. She said, you nailed it. Okay, I've been sick and grounded the whole week. That's my excuse. I'm unplugging my keyboard now. Good, go away. Don't go away mad. Just go away a little bit. That's all. Oh, and here's one from Eddie. And I did read the article about how you were on your way to a job in Arizona, heard about a job in Miami, and of course came running back. Oh, how those poor schmucks have no idea how much better place Miami should have been all those years without the blood-sucking hate monger in their midst. Oh, this is 666, another chronic hate-mongering emailer. Same over and over and over and over again. Keeps him off the streets, though. Okay, so here's the one from George with a J now, as opposed to George with a G. Neil, I've been working for you for a long time, and this is the way you pay me back, question mark? I fake being sick for 2 days, three with tomorrow, and what do? You send yourself emails saying that the flea should call him the fly, since he sticks to Joyce, makes a great sidekick in order for me to think my job's at risk and come back to work. Stop mailing it in. I know it's you emailing yourself because I know I'm listening, you fairy. Stop mailing it in. By the way, if you really care to know why I called in sick, it's because while the jocks are in Tampa selling themselves like whores and getting really fat for the Super Bowl, I'm out with their wives teaching them sign language in bed. I'll come back Monday, Neil, and make sure you tell the fly to enjoy my lunch and afterward take a big pile of steamy Joyce. George, P.S. Good luck at Woodvines tonight, and don't forget, you're my friend, says the fake George. Isn't that cute?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you actually, I get the feeling that you don't resent the idea that you were born in Tampa. And grew up there.
No, it's not too bad. There's worse places to live.
Like?
Des Moines.
Never been there. I've been to Cedar Rapids, though.
How was that?
That was not bad. It's right across the river from Omaha.
How about Buffalo? That's worse than Tampa.
Oh! That's worse than any place. I would rather live in Ogis than live in Buffalo.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee is pretty bad, too.
I would think so, yeah. Oh, any place horrible. In Tennessee. You know, I worked in Nashville for 1 month, 1980. Did you know that?
I did not.
WLAC, nighttime, baby, with that big signal, 50,000 watts. 1980, that's the year of the election between Reagan and Carter. And we took a poll on the year, and Reagan just beat Jimmy's ass, just like he did in the election. And we got calls from like 40-some states with that incredible nighttime WLAC signal. I think 1510 on the dial. Is that correct?
Sure.
15-something. I think WMEX in Boston was also 1510. I don't know. But WLAC, what a signal we had. And then, of course, I realized I was living in Nashville. There's two kinds of folks in the world. That was my landlady. What a bigoted bitch he was. Two kinds of folks. There's people from New York, and then there's people from Nashville, meaning Jews. She didn't want to say that.
Oy!
She didn't know I was Jewish. Bigoted, nasty old bitch. And then the night I was leaving to go back to Miami, because I couldn't take more than a month in Nashville, and they begged me to come back to WS News. The night that I was leaving, I was packed up my stuff, and I left the station, and I'm walking over to the motel where I was temporarily staying after I moved out of the apartment, and two cops come over and approach me in the street as I'm crossing the street to the motel. And I thought, oh, boy, I'm done. A couple of really nice guys, and they thanked me for being a breath of fresh air and exposing them to ideas that they never heard of before in their lifetime because they were brought up in such a racist mentality, et cetera, and so on. And it was really nice.
Cool.
How do you like that? So in that brief 1 month there, I made a real impact on the lives of two rednecky cops. Isn't that quite an accomplishment? I'll write that in my memoirs.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Horrible place, Nashville. Don't ever slow down there. You're just going to love Nashville. There's two kinds of people. Them people, them Jews from New York, and then us rednecks here in Nashville. Those were almost her exact words. I don't want to say there's such a thing as global warming, which causes extremes in temperature. See, people think that global warming is like what's happening in Australia now, where it's like 47 degrees Celsius, 100 and some odd.
Right.
And people are schwitzing their brains out. But global warming also causes temperature extremes. And Mama B sent me this the other day from the Buffalo News. This January is the 18th coldest in 139 years in western New York, which, of course, slops over to here as well. Are you starting to feel this is an historically cold January, it asks? Buffalo News. Oh, my God. Weren't you just talking about Buffalo?
Yeah.
Psychic. Psychic sidekick. Well, you're right, and now the National Weather Service has the numbers to prove it. So far, with just a couple days left to go, this has been the 18th coldest January in the last 139 years. For the record, the average daily January temperature through Sunday was 18.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Oh, my God. And there's more good news. Forecasters are now predicting the region could see an additional several inches of snow overnight. This was, what day was this? Tuesday. And we did. And Monday and Tuesday next week, we're going to have like a whole bunch more snow, another several inches. It's all making for a memorably miserable month. We don't see a big January thaw coming, meteorologist Tom Nazial said. Based on the forecast rest of the week, this almost guarantees we'll be in the top 20 for the coldest January ever. Nazial, working with the National Weather Service, statistical guru Dave Sage, used each day's average daily temperature, the average of the day's high and low temperatures, and then took the monthly average of those daily numbers. The coldest January on record, the blizzard year, 1977, when the average daily January temperature was a frigid 13.8 degrees. The warmest was 1932, when the average January temperature was 37.2 degrees. Oh, my God, 37 is really such a temperature? There's really such a temperature as 32,
37?
Sure. Now, what are some of the other great Tampa restaurants that I may have missed out on?
I think you hit most of them.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, there hasn't been that long of a list. There's Burns and Donatello, and then the fast food joints.
Yeah, I haven't been back in a while. I wouldn't really know any of the new ones.
Well, why not? It's not like you're from Rochester like I am, although I could swim across the lake and go there right now. I went back several times, but mostly for the food, Don and Bob's. Long gone. What else do you go back for? I mean, I drove past the house where I was... grew up for the little kid where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I drove past the house where I lived when I was like in elementary school. I drove past the 12 corners there where I used to go and buy my baseball cards and get my hair cut. At then Earl's Drugs, I used to buy the baseball cards.
Did you flip them?
What?
Did you flip the cards?
Of course.
All right.
Oh, one of the worst days of my life was when I lost my Chicago Cubs Dutch Leonard to one of my friends. My friends David Larimer and Jimmy McGuire. What a memory. Boy. Monroe 577 OM in Brighton, New York. What a memory. For crap.
Uh-oh, go sneeze.
Wow.
Well, that was from the reading the article about how cold it's been.
Well, you'd rather be here, Neil. It's 77 degrees, 82 in the shade. It's beautiful. The palm trees are swaying and,
yeah. Good luck to you. If ever there was a place that is proof, absolute proof that weather isn't everything at South Florida. Oh, no, don't go on another rant that. You sound like a grouchy old grouch again. I don't want to do that. Cornell says, I like the poll, but I think you forgot Hank. He would win in a runaway. Bring back Hank. Bring back Hank. It says, we need more Jews. We need more Jews. You're the man, Neil. Give him hell, says our friend Cornell. Give him hell. Hank ain't coming back. Here's one from Chris, who says, I heard our hero yesterday on 640 with MIFO, meaning Shannon. Shannon. He was hawking avocados, no joke. He was mumbling as always. I caught him again on Joe's show this morning. Bad, real bad. The spots are tough to listen to with that D-bag whining about his wife Angie and the kids and those PSAs. But that's a good time to get a drink of or go take a leak. Great show, either Flea or George, doesn't matter, says C.H. and Davey. How do you like that?
Now, if you were recording the interview, wouldn't you cut that commercial out?
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's say I'm recording an interview that I'm going to play tomorrow. Why not just cut the last 2 minutes out with them guys just pimping their product and
no,
just have a nice
clean interview?
No, because
that's part of the deal, don't you understand? They won't come on unless you let them pump their plug their stuff.
Okay.
Boy, you sure, for a guy that's been in radio for a long time, you shouldn't understand what the word horror means.
Floridians, dumb as dirt.
Rush Limbaugh with you, my friends, on what the leftist commie pico fags call the dawning of a new generation. Well, you know what, my supplicants? I say, good. Now, you're going to get a chance firsthand to witness all that I've been warning you about. They wanted Obama? Okay, they got him. And today, the market fell another 300 points. He's no friend of corporate, my friends, and that means he's no friend of mine. Mark my words, my friends, he's going to plunge us into the dank and dirty darkness of freedom and prosperity. Yes, my friends, I'm going to watch you suffer from the comfort of my luxurious mansion in Palm Beach. I tell you, my friends, a high tone like that shouldn't be serving in the White House. He should be serving drinks on a train. Hey, what are you people doing in my plushly appointed EIB network playroom?
Repossessing all this stuff, pal. You gotta leave.
You can't do this. I'm the Clear Channel Golden Boy.
Yeah, well, you failed. Now beat it, chum.
No.
Come on,
Pencil,
let's go.
Come no, on. No, put that down. Don't touch me. I am afraid of people. That's why I'm rarely seen in public, you know. I'm afraid of people. I'm afraid of people.
You hear this?
Yeah, yeah. Let him cry.
I'm afraid of people. I'm afraid of people.
I finally got on the QM website. 32 left on the certificates for eCorsinis, which isn't that good, but it's, you know, it is what it is.
Mm, yep.
And the really exciting news is we have 495 votes on the poll. So we're in for 500, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Got a maid in the shade?
And I think the other poll had 555.
Wow. Fred Sauter is back. Wasn't that Shannon that Joe Rose was talking with yesterday when things started to bleeding over on here? Yes. Sounded just like him. It was him. Shannon. Oh, Maria Wilson says, easy way to save your money is to visit our drugstore on my BlackBerry. Go away with your crap, with your penis pills. Sounded just like him. You asked who it was and said they sounded illiterate. Couldn't agree more. He's got to have naked pictures of somebody to still be on television, meaning Shannon. He's got to be servicing James Brown, whatever that guy's name is, the host, the fat host.
James Brown, yeah. Yeah, Shannon's terrible, and he's got a horse face.
Yeah. 495 still on the pool. I think we're going to make 500. I don't know. Maybe not. Here's an email from Scott. It says, Tampa Bay is the worst. I wouldn't say it's the worst, but it's sure in the running. It's not Buffalo, but boy, it's... See, at least Tampa's got the beaches like that.
Yep.
And they've got the dog track and the horse track and some good restaurants. Buffalo used to have a couple of good restaurants years ago. That Polynesian restaurant I was trying to think of, the Chintiki or whatever the hell it was. The Mauna Kai. I think maybe it was the Mauna Kai. I don't know. It says, Flea is lucky he got out of this area. It's a friggin' zoo here right now. Radio here sucks, even without the Beasleys. I can't even listen to the local stations in my car. It's CDs and tapes only. And yes, WMEX was 1510 on the dial in Boston. I'm a Newton, Mass native. Scott in Pinellas Park, hoping I'm not a chronic. No, you're not, Scott.
And as bad as Tampa radio is, it's nowhere near as bad as Miami radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, boy, that's really something. Yeah, Miami radio has been really, really bad for a very, very, very long time. I mean, Cheap Channel certainly put the final nails in the coffin. And then, of course, this company, they're really doing a hell of a job since Jolly Joe showed up in town. Heck of a job, Joe. He never responded to my email about that thing, you know, about that conference call and beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. I responded to him, but he never responded to me. Maybe he changed his mind. $4.99. Maybe they don't want to get, like, over-involved with his show. Because I found it almost amusing, the fact that he showed any interest in this show at all. Other than screwing it up and interfering with it. Caution. Oh, I see. Somebody's going to give me a definition of whatever that was.
I just hacked on my turkey sandwich through my nose when you said whatever. Like you'd say it's 80 degrees. It's true you can say nearly anything in Espanol or any other tongue on L radio and get away with it. But he still doesn't think he does. Oh, I see. Oh, you Schmidt on Joyce. This is second person usage. So what's wrong with that? Oh. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We can say mierda. Right?
I don't know.
Sure we can. What do you mean no?
Well, if it's offensive to the majority, which the majority
get out of here, offensive my ass. Boy, now all of a sudden he's a pseudo-intellectual
I don't know what the FCC ruling is on foreign languages.
Well, anyway, it's true you can nearly say anything. You should hear some of what has and does go on during some of the morning shows on 92.3, 98.3, 106.7, 107.3 in the Miami market. In Spanish slang, of course, at one or another, but they get away with it, and they're still getting away with similar derogatory colloquialisms.
Coño.
You think... What?
What?
You'd think by now someone at the FCC would have some sense, but they don't. Now that Obama is in, hopefully some of the ridiculous Schmidt that went on in the past can be reversed or re-regulated with some sense by appointing somebody with some broadcast experience. Am I dreaming? Maybe somebody with a sense of humor would be good. By the way, I'm appalled at the news of Ken Malden's departure from QM in such a manner. F. Joe Bell, he's the Pete Bolger of QM. Yes, he is. The assassin. Anyway, back to you Schmidt on Joyce. Very nice, spectacular, good going. Say it again. I really enjoyed the way you said it and repeated it so naturally. Wonderful. Thanks. I'm not going to keep repeating it. It's also terrific when you basically thumb your nose at management by saying things like that, Joyce, vagina, etc. on the air, sans regard for their feelings. I don't really give a crap about their feelings because they don't have any. How can you care about people's feelings when you know they haven't got any? I laugh hysterically. Keep up the great work, even though it's just a radio show. I'm glad I was home for lunch and got to listen to you today. Thanks for the laughs. Hi to Flea. And if Joyce wants a free yoga class, she can mellow out. It's never too late. Have George give her my number. Says Boomer. Thanks, Boomer. Oh, and here's John in L.A. with some pseudo-intellectual thing about this dog did this and the bank did that. Oh, no, you don't have time for it, Pally.
501.
What?
I was just going to say that. Wow.
Beat you to it.
Mm-hmm.
Take somebody a lot sharper than you are to beat me to the poll number. Because that's all I basically do here is read numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Maria B., Maria Bartiromo, the fake one, says, who is this guy Flea? He sounds like a nice guy, and I want to take advantage of this opportunity to ask him a couple of questions. Flea, are you diversified in the markets? And are you vested in the broad-based indexes?
Wow.
If not, today is a great chance to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity. Make sure to invest a large percentage of your annual income into the market for the 2009 Obama bounce. Regards, Maria B. Oh, yeah, bounce on this, honey. The 2009 bounce. See, it actually could be the real one because that's what they do on those channels. They're always selling. They're always peddling because if people stop buying, guess what? Then they're out of business. They're out of business. Well, let's see. I already Googled Doug Williams. He won the Super Bowl with the Redskins.
That's true.
Not with the Bucks.
No, he took them to the playoffs in 79. They lost to the Rams.
Oh, my God. How embarrassing. Let's take one final look since Maria chimed in. I forgot to reboot my computer. It slowed down to a crawl. Let's take a final look at Sirius. It was hanging right in there at 12 cents earlier. Then it went down to 11. And now, the moment of truth. If this thing ever, boy, this thing has slowed down to like just a very slow crawl. Good God. I got 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Like I said, I'll let you know.
It stinks in Miami town at 560 WQAM.
Here's my story, it's sad but true, about a girl called Syphilis Sue. Town.
Hey, hey, oh, 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 oh,
I'm afraid it's falling off. Here's the moral of the story from a guy who knows. Used to have a hose where this fungus grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew. Keep away from a syphilis sewer. Yeah.